Ladies and gentlemen, people of all genders, welcome to another exciting episode of Cthulhu on Parade, your podcast, your choice. This week, the Guestpocalypse. We played Wrong Turn from Cthulhu Britannica with a cavalcade of guest stars, including...
Okay, I am JJ Hawkins. I host Marzi's podcast and also do a movie commentary series called The Drive-In of Doom. And I am, along with my friend Aaron Fever, and I should give him the shout-out as well. Today I'll be playing Simon Court, a television producer who believes that the supernatural is a bunch of piffle and nonsense.
I'm Edward Rodsfong from the Film Room podcast. I am Trevor. I am an audiovisual engineer, and apparently I keep my head down and don't really think about the abnormal or supernatural.
Hi, I'm John Kelly. I used to be on the internet. I keep dropping in and out of the call, and I can't control it. Please, somebody send help. I'm playing Danny Morris, sound technician, who is afraid of ghosts.
And introducing Steven.
I'm playing Michael Vince, a junior technician, junior technician. I've never really thought about the supernatural, but I just believe the evidence of my own eyes. And I've got a new script. You should probably read it. It's going to be a blockbuster.
So now that you're all suitably primed for horror, please enjoy this exciting Halloween spooktacular of Cthulhu on Parade.
Oh, well, yeah, my house is miraculously quiet right now.
My MacBook might
even with all 87 working. Kids?
Yeah, well, most of one of them's sleeping. The other two are gone.
Okay.
The fourth one hasn't been born yet, so.
Oh, I didn't realize you were up to four. Okay.
We're getting there in March.
Nice.
You can have all the kids I don't want to. Fantastic.
I have all the kids thus far.
Is my microphone working? I think I have everything set up right.
Yeah. Yep. Hello.
Thanks, so. Hey.
Hello.
I looked out the window just now, and it just started snowing, so...
Oh, where are you?
Canada.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
Just right in the middle of Canada.
I've seen Scott Pilgrim. It's always snowing in Canada.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We went to one of the locations from Scott Pilgrim. Well, a few of them, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You know, the Casa Loma where... Chris Evans.
Oh yeah. X-Men.
And the X-Men. Also X-Men. The X-Men are also there.
The X-Men.
Yes.
Yeah, we hung out with Hugh Jackman as the Wolverine.
Yep.
He was in there. He's coming on the show. He's very excited to play the Wolverine in more roles.
You hung out with Hugh Jackman or Hugh Jackman's Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman's the Wolverine.
Jackman's the Wolverine. He's interested in playing the part on our podcast.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was the part he was born to play. Podcast.
It's a literal Wolverine.
He wants to play the Wolverine in more media, so he's going to branch out into podcasts.
He did say it's his last film as the Wolverine. He didn't say he wasn't going to do the Wolverine podcast.
Yeah, it's just going to be him. I don't know, smoking a cigar and saying burp. That's most what I know about the character. But wait,
yeah, I'm the best there is at what I do, and what I do is interview people.
Yeah. You can't interview Magneto, because that'd mess with the sound equipment. Does Magneto mess with sound equipment? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Okay.
95% of it.
They're magnets, so...
Yeah,
he also fucks up your credit
fields. Is just like a
he can't function in the modern world, right?
Right.
He went into a Tower Records once, and all hell broke loose.
That's why
he wouldn't be able to check into.
That's why
he wouldn't be able to
no
get into
exists.
A hotel room.
Yeah.
My card isn't working again. Can you give me another one? But this is the sixth one.
Like during the time when everyone was using floppy disks and whatnot, Magneto, everyone must have just been like, "You're the worst."
Oh, wait. Yeah. Gets a job at like a data entry center.
Yeah.
Just keeps erasing all the hard drives as he works.
He knows why. Like, he knows he's doing it. He's not going to tell anyone.
Well, he's a villain!
Super villain.
He's a super villain. Is there a detective X-Men? Is there a world's greatest detective in X-Men?
Just no, it's just Batman.
Oh, okay.
The closest to detective in the X-Men world would be Jamie Madrix.
What does his do?
He's multiple man.
Okay, how does that go to...
You bump into him and he makes two of himself.
Okay, so how does he solve crimes?
He's like, just a detective.
Just by brute force.
Yes.
Everywhere.
So he's the, Ah, shit. Oh, I can't think of his name.
What
he's
the Dr. Manhattan. He's the Bump Pit of Justice. Is that his,
He's the Dr. Manhattan of the X-Men world without any other power besides multiplying himself.
Oh.
And every time somebody bumps into him, somebody else starts singing that they might be giants, you know, multiple man, multiple man. Multiple man hates Triangle Man.
They have a fight, Triangle wins.
Poor multiple man.
Everybody hates Triangle Man.
How does he also, can he also go back into being one person, or is it just one?
Yes.
Team? Okay.
It's permanent.
Yeah.
What if one of him, one if one of his multiples gets killed? Does he just shrug it off?
Actually, it it makes him ill, basically.
Right.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he feels it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. After he makes some multiples, he has to kill them off just to not get too confusing.
There can be only one.
Yeah.
There's just a town out there that's just multiples of him. That's where they go to retire.
Madrix, Ohio.
But then every time they bump into each other, there's four.
Wow. He keeps them in a colony and harvests them for organs when he needs to live longer.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
That movie was horrible.
Oh. Which one?
Soylent Green is person. It's just him. He is Soylent Green.
Parts the Clonus Horror.
I do not know any of these new references.
That was a Mystery Science Theater-ish reference.
Okay.
And to be fair, Never Let Me Go came out almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Did you not know that Soylent Green is people?
No.
Oh.
I was not aware of that. Also, it was the sled, right? Okay.
And to serve man's a cookbook.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Darth Vader killed Mufasa.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'll hand out some card sheets while we're killing time. Let's see.
Okay. Time.
And then also you can tell me if the card sheets work on your devices. There are 6 characters. It's set in the modern day. It's set like in late summer in England in 2015. Mm. So that's like about a month or so ago.
You realize that you're asking for horrible stereotypes then, as none of us really know England.
Yeah.
Damn, I had to reset my brain to a couple months ago. Shit.
Yeah, forget anything that you've heard in the last couple months. All news items. All major developments.
It's all marmalade and tea. Got it.
Would it be that hard just to set the game now?
Can we go back to before... Can we go back to before Trump started running for president?
No, Trump has just started running for president.
Damn it.
Well, I've got a good feeling about this.
Yeah, we're all very excited. David Cameron has not yet been revealed to have had sex with a pig.
Ah, well, that's good.
Ooh. Somewhere Charlie Brooker doesn't realize that he forecasts the future.
Yeah. And I forgot all
and
the
if it was the summer, I wouldn't have made that joke because I didn't watch Black Mirror until about a month ago.
Oh, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. That particular episode was probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, as soon as the episode started, I was like, wait, you have to fuck a pig to save somebody's life? Okay, fuck the pig, whatever. I just had no moral quandary whatsoever.
Yeah.
I still get to watch that show.
Well, that's the first episode, sorry.
I heard Netflix picked it up.
No, I already had that spoiled for me, so.
I mean, but that's like the first 5 minutes of the episode, is you find out he has to fuck a pig to save someone's life.
Oh my god.
I hear Netflix picked it up basically entirely because of the whole scandal. Well, not scandal, but coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, they picked up the show Scandal. That's what you're thinking
of. Yeah. Sorry, I got confused. All this talk about pig fucking.
That's why they have all their shows. I mean, they picked up Archer because they heard there were spies in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people at Netflix are only just finding out about things.
They picked up Archer because they're like, I feel like ISIS is going to have a lot of name recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cultural cachet.
And then they called themselves ISIL and went, damn, we should have gotten Land Before Time. Or no, excuse me. Shit. And a Feifel. It was a joke, and now it's gone.
Too late. Is everyone excited for the new Netflix show, Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
because
more.
Because it's
Netflix
going
Marvel.
To eventually lead to Iron Fist, I'm incredibly excited.
I'm not as familiar with, like, that's Luke Cage, right? Is that?
No, it's Power Man.
Guy. Luke Cage is in it, and then he's Power Man, and Iron Fist is the...
A magical blonde Himalayan kid who has who's the best in Kung Fu in the whole world!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's from the place which is, like, through a portal, right? You have to go through a portal to get...
Yeah, I legitimately, Iron Fist is one of my favorite characters. I mean, like, my phone wallpaper is Iron Fist. I adore Iron Fist. But when you look at the fact that Daredevil's real street level, Jessica Jones is street level, Power Man is street level, and then you have a magical Himalayan Kung Fu kid.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
But also the other thing as well, because he does... I guess maybe they should have made all the Daredevil fights less good so that the guy who's supposed to be specifically better at fighting could have,
just have an easier time.
Yeah, have an easier time of it.
Well, if he doesn't end up with, big knife gashes, he's already automatically going to be better.
Yeah, I guess.
Daredevil got hurt a lot.
Yeah, that is true. But, I don't know, if he doesn't get hurt, though, that's going to make him even more, less in tune with the rest of it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you can get hurt and not spend 3 of your 13 episodes on the couch, almost dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I wonder how many episodes is going to be on the couch next season.
At least 2.
Okay. The whole show. What if the whole thing is a flashback? Alright. Okay.
With flashbacks?
Yeah.
Daredevil?
Yeah.
I thought
he was dead the whole
was
time.
So
yeah. I'm very quickly losing reference with any kind of. I can't bring anything else to this Daredevil conversation. I have never read any of the comics or anything. I just know that Daredevil's the one that has bad luck with girlfriends. And then.
That would be everyone.
Yeah.
The only comic book character that's allowed to stay married is Reed Richards.
And Spider-Man.
No, they killed off his... he sold his marriage to the devil.
I know, but no.
I think... But is Aunt May still with J. Jonah Jameson's dad? That would last, right?
Wow, I love that idea. I'm not familiar with it.
I'm pretty sure they're together, aren't they?
I don't know.
Or it might be... It's somebody.
Well, okay, and I'll be completely honest. As much as I love Spider-Man, I have not read a single Spider-Man issue since he sold his marriage to the devil.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man sold his marriage to the devil?
Yes, he did.
Infamously,
so that
yes.
So that his ancient aunt could live at least another day.
Did they?
But if it was just one day,
yeah.
Then, yeah, well, they called it one more day. I think she should have gotten a day and then died, and then wah, wah, monkey's paw.
Or it's just revealed that Spider-Man was just looking for a way out of his marriage.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, congratulations!
Like, oh, yeah, Aunt May, I'm so glad you're alive.
Oh, whew.
Congratulations, Pete. It turns out she didn't die of that bullet shot, but she does have really, really horrible cervical cancer.
Oh, I was just thinking she gets hit by a truck. the issue.
She didn't get to die cleanly and quickly. No, no, no. You're going to have to watch her die slowly in a bed screaming.
Oh.
Aww.
That's not...
You made a deal with the devil. It's not supposed to go well.
Okay.
But the devil's a good guy.
Well, if it comes down to it, he can just get Daniel Webster to take it up.
True.
I don't know who that is.
There's a book, Devil and Daniel Webster. It's older than all of us put together.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
I was reading the book Horns. Does that count? That's got devil, sort of.
Oh.
All right. That's my contribution.
No, 10 more minutes left.
10 more minutes left? Okay. I was thinking that it'd be good to have a book where someone, like, does something bad and then wakes up with a copy of the book Horns, and then everyone tells the something. Is that...
Oh!
Is that good? That's a good thing. Oh,
stretch it out.
Okay.
Stretch it out.
Let's workshop it.
And everyone tells him their idea for a book, and he uses that information, or she uses that information to solve crime.
Okay, but the focus group told us they want dogs.
Okay.
So where's the dog?
Oh, the lead character's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a talking dog. I forgot to mention that.
Dog bit. Reading a book? What?
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued.
Wearing little reading glasses. And turns the page. And then gets a copy of the book.
This is dystopian, right? Like,
oh, yeah, it's set after the dog apocalypse when dogs learn to talk.
Yep, this checks out.
That was the entire apocalypse, though. We just decided to call it an apocalypse.
No, we called it the dogpocalypse.
Okay.
Things
have really gone to the dogs.
Or a puppetcalypse. Okay.
Cats different than the dogs. Tacolypse, which is when the dogs ate all those tacos.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, and that's why the dogs can talk now, because they were tacos.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mwah, mwah.
That's a good pun. If it actually causes physical pain, that's a solid pun.
There was that dog in the taco advert. Does that count?
The taco chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yep.
He was the chihuahua. Alright.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
Okay.
You hear? Lizard, 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 lizard.
Maybe I shouldn't go with this new brand of humor / comedy that I'm trying, which is intentionally stopping the energy of a conversation.
Okay, let's just do 10 minutes of silence.
Okay, respect, full silence. Okay, so here are the characters, and I will tell you the characters that you are able to play from. You're all part of a TV reconnaissance crew, and there is... You go into a location to check it out to see if it's going to be good for filming for a TV show. A hit new TV show.
The second season of Black Mirror?
It's the second season of Black Mirror in the form of an adaptation of the book The Moonstone by Wilkie Collins. And it's kind of a loose adaptation, and, you know, some of you aren't particularly happy with it. But anyway, here are the characters that you have to choose from. There is a producer that is called Simon Court. There is a junior technician that is called Nikki Wong. There is a new junior technician called Michael Vince. There is a visual engineer called Trevor Green. There's a sound technician called Danny Morris. And there is a woman from head office called Catherine Belmont. So, as you can see, there are a range of different people to play from.
I'm Trevor.
Trevor the visual
yes.
engineer. Here you go. Here's the character sheet.
Yes.
You will have it. Here you go. He's like 40-odd years old. He's,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some of these people are like in their 40s. Some of them are in their 20s.
I'll just talk like this.
Yeah.
Yes, because people in their 40s are that age.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when I was 39 and could still walk upstairs?
Oh, hang on.
I think we just lost John.
Oh, we just lost John.
I'm pushing 30, so I probably shouldn't make fun.
Okay, John's
fine.
Oh, there's John.
He's back!
That was interesting.
He can't stand ageism jokes. He got pissed and left.
Yeah. I'll be the junior technician.
Okay.
Here for Steven is Michael Vince, the new kid.
Michael Vince. Word pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Try that. Shit.
Oh, wow, the new Skype just automatically downloads things.
Yeah, that's not a problem for anybody ever.
That's definitely not dangerous.
It's not dangerous. It's a new feature.
Oh, I have not uploaded to that one yet.
Speaking of new features,
I apparently need to download a new app in the App Store to view this.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's a .dom.
An exotic extension.
Uh-oh. John?
Word mobile, okay. Yeah. This won't be the problem.
I was just checking to see if you were there, because your microphone was breaking up a bit.
Yeah, he was actually talking that way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a very specific stuff.
So the remaining characters, you've got Simon Cott, the producer, Nicky Wong, the junior technician, Danny Morris, the sound technician, and Catherine Belmont, the woman from Hot Office.
Is she related to Simon Belmont?
Belmarsh, not Belmont.
The vampire hunter?
Not a vampire hunter. Unfortunately.
Damn.
Fine. I'll take the sound guy, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, throw one at me, I don't care.
Let's see. So the sound guy is Danny Morris, who is this guy. And I'll give you... you can be Simon Cott. There you go.
Well, we have time to kill. Other Will probably won't be here for another 30 minutes.
Well, that's what I was worried about. Do you think we should just start if he's not here?
He never gets time zones right.
He's terrible at everything.
Yeah, let's badmouth him more.
He
maybe he'll join
suddenly.
Spelled
this one out.
Yeah, I spelled it out for him repeatedly. He said that he was going to be here, and then also, like, because he thought that he was going to have a date, and then it's moved to tomorrow, and then...
I thought that was last week.
No, well, it was going to be last week, and then now it's... this week. He's terrible. And I think that, you know, I think I've been reviewing his performance, and I think he should be off the podcast.
Off the podcast?
Yeah,
we should just get, like, really cruel and start making cuts to the cast.
Yeah,
Just record the cast and then have him record, like, random throw-ins. And just cut him in.
Yeah.
I liked his older material, so I think I'll just recycle his his characters from older games and just cut in voices from them.
Yeah.
I would
always
like to
make
say
his, like, roles hilariously bad.
Oh, JJ, you were gonna say something?
I was gonna say, well, thank you so much for making sure that I got a character with this high an accounting score.
Good. Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how I'll bring that to bear, but...
It helps you to give a feel to the character. It helps you to inhabit the character.
The only other time we did a modern-day campaign, I was stuck with a character who had, like, 80 points in video editing and a broken laptop.
I just like I'm overbearing, rude, and self-important, and an accountant.
Yeah.
These are my numbers!
I'm a sound technician with only 25 points in AV production. Apparently I'm not very good.
I think you have
25 points
in
AV production.
On
I'm going to
gun
for your job.
Oh, 55. Okay, so I'm half decent. A little better than half decent.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm better at climbing than I am at computers.
So I now have Word Mobile. Let's try to open this again.
Let's find out if you're an accountant, too.
I only have 10 in accounting, so I'll have to take all my accounting-related issues to you.
Do it. Put your picture in the right spot. Try and move it.
Yeah, okay, this scenario opens with you all at that office going to an accounting meeting. You haven't done the report, and you're going to have to wait.
It's the mystery. It's the case of the spooky. But
I see it.
Oh, you said that these are scores out of 100, right? My credit rating is in the toilet.
Yeah, everyone's credit rating is kind of terrible. These are pre-generated characters, so the only thing that I did is sometimes I give people like the ability to speak French at 1%. and stuff like that.
I know.
I'm a visual engineer, but I don't have a degree.
Well, you can fill in a degree. It's just that I don't know where you would get a degree, and I didn't want to like say something wrong.
Gotcha.
I think your education score is the number of years of education you've had. So if it's high enough for you to have gotten through college, then you probably have a degree.
Gotcha. I have a 10 in accounting.
Huh. I have 13 education, so I guess I got out of high school and then dropped out of college after a year.
I have a 1 in martial arts.
To go work on my scripts. I only have an 18 in script writing, but it's my entire backstory.
Yeah.
Gotta work on these scripts.
I have a 1 in martial arts.
I think everyone
has. What does it say about me that I can't even find my education score?
It's at the top. It says EDU.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Ooh, I also dropped out after a year of college.
I have a 15 credit rating. What the hell?
Me too.
Yeah, same.
Damn. Yep.
I think that must be the base.
Yeah, I give everyone a credit rating of 15 except for the woman from head office. I gave her a 20 because that's, you know, she's stiff.
I have a 31 in computer use but a 45 in AV production.
I like the fact that this takes place earlier this year, but yet my approach about the supernatural is it's all a load of tosh and hand waving.
Yeah, well, he's from the 1800s. That's the backstory, that he fell in a time hole.
What?
I don't care about the supernatural. I just time traveled here. From the 1800s. Yeah. And let me tell you.
This audio doesn't even like ghost stories.
Say, old fiend, that's nothing but a bunch of huff and fuff.
My sentence isn't complete, I think. It says, not worth thinking about, really, hardly important in the...
Oh, yeah, mine's the same sack. Way.
Oh, does mine it? Is not?
Never really thought about it, but you have to believe the... And then it cuts off.
Give me a second.
So I assume that's when the ghost got me?
Yeah, that's when the ghost got you. I should have pointed out that all these characters are dead because the ghost got them while the character G was being created.
Yeah, it's the classic scene. We're all standing in the room, and we're like, there's a ghost. I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts. I never really thought about it, but you have to believe the... And then it cuts off. The ghost got me.
That line is never really thought about it, but you have to believe the evidence of your own eyes, don't you? ? And Trevor Green's is not worth thinking about, really, hardly important in the grand scheme of things, comma, A.
A? So I'm Canadian, then.
Yes.
But yeah. Britain.
I'm also glad to see that I described the one female character involved as a cow. That's nice.
Hey, there are two female characters. There's also Nikki Wong.
Oh, I missed that name. Sorry.
She's not a cow.
She's just not mentioned yet.
Wait, is the female character a literal cow? That's my question.
That's true.
This takes place after the dog apocalypse, and also cows. A cowpocalypse was a separate one.
A lot of people do make tacos out of cows, so
a cowpocalypse.
Mm.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It's all coming together.
Or Apocalypse Cow. That would be the...
I think it's better than Dogpocalypse.
I don't think so.
Apocalypse Cow.
Yeah.
guys, you have to see my latest script. Apocalypse Cow. This one's going to take me all the way.
It's too many plot holes in these scripts.
It's a lot like Heart of Darkness, just more cows.
Love the smell of methane in the morning.
Yeah.
Remember, Elsie can't support surf.
It's basically just Heart of Darkness, except I replaced the hippo with a cow.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it, it's another reference that goes over my head.
Read a book, come on.
I'm trying to read a book. It's not going well.
Okay. You know, even dogs can read books these days. Yeah. Ever since the apocalypse.
Apocalypse, I think you mean.
Apocalypse.
The apocalypse. What?
Yeah, that was...
That's when...
That was after
that. That was when we were taken over by babies that were not quite toilet trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was right after the apocalypse we had to potty train all of them.
Yeah. Have I told everyone?
That's my character...
I think it's just a popular thing. It's just Baby Billionaire in it. I think anyone can come up with a character Baby Billionaire. Everyone's done it at one point or another.
Baby Billionaire?
Yeah, Baby Billionaire. It's a baby who's a billionaire.
That's your character?
That's who you're playing as. Baby Billionaire sounds like the title of an old crappy like one-panel newspaper comic.
Yeah. It's just him standing in front of a pile of money, and also, I don't know, he's doing a business thing. I don't know. You write the show.
I think it writes itself. Okay, guys, I've got my latest script here, just finished, hot off the presses. Check this out. Baby Billionaire. And now stick with me.
Okay. So, I think probably before anything serious has happened, Will might get it, so we'll just start off. That's probably better to do, right? Okay. Do you think?
I don't know. I'm still writing Baby Billionaire.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me, like, 1 minute.
Well, the strange thing is Baby Billionaire made his money off of a hot sauce recipe. Nobody knows how he did it.
He just knows the market.
Yeah. Very empathetic.
It's
is that
rude
me
to speculate about how he did it.
Yeah. He listened to a lot of... There's a joke in there.
So I think we've all splat-packed at least one joke. This is a good time to really get recording.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we can
A barcalypse. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, a barcalypse? Is that the dog one?
A barcalypse?
Okay.
Listen, I have this new script here.
Okay.
What did I miss?
Really brain bands.
Actually, if we're going to be recording and whatnot, we might as well do like a clean recording thing, and then we can all introduce ourselves to the episode, and then it'll be like a proper thing. Proper thing. I'll do the podcast intro that I love to do so much, and then
like we always do,
Yeah. And then we can all introduce ourselves, except for Will, who's not going to be here. But he can introduce himself later. It'll be like a tease.
Okay, we'll have to cut in all the like the setup to the dog clips.
Yes. Yeah.
Going to be referencing that through the whole show. It's not going to get old.
It's never going to get old. It's got legs. It's got four legs.
Yeah.
So
it's not going to get old. It's only going to live about 10 or 14 years.
Hey.
It might eventually only have three legs, but you'll still love it.
Babe 2 Pig in the City? That's where my brain went. I thought
because of those new emotes on Skype.
Yeah, if there was, I could have used the emote of the little.
Oh wait, that was Charlotte's Web.
Babe 2 Pig in the City. It's got the little wheel and okay, all right. We all saw the movie. We're all familiar with it. Here we go.
Has everyone seen this new Skype feature?
It's a clean start. The start is about to be. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Vanity.
Hi everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Cthulhu Unprinted, your podcast, your choice. It's time
a
for...
A Nobu Media production.
Oh, it's Nobu Media production. It is Grapple the Monstrosity. I've already said your podcast, your choice. All the catchphrases that you know and love, and...
They're back, baby.
We're back. We're back, baby. Daddy-o, it was a brand new guest extravaganza. It's time for it to happen. Here, have you heard the word about guest extravaganzas? I'm going to edit out a lot of this.
Nah.
Are you sure it's not a guest apocalypse?
It's a guest apocalypse. We are cancelling the guest apocalypse, but I mean, John has just dropped out of the call, but now he's back.
Oh, John's back.
And here we are. Welcome to Cthulhu on Parade. Like a welcome to the Jurassic Park. And who's on the call but all these wonderful people that you're about to meet who will introduce themselves? First of all, it's me. It's your host, Will. B, you know me.
I'm glad to be back. It's nice of you to invite me on to the guest apocalypse.
Yeah, special guest star, guest host.
You might remember me from those other episodes that I guest starred in.
And introducing Stephen. That's how you credit it at the end of every episode?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Maybe you didn't get that far. So, would you like to introduce yourself?
No, I don't listen.
Okay. It's Stephen, everybody. It's Stephen. Okay. We're making real progress on this introductions.
Hi, I'm John Kelly. I used to be on the internet. I keep dropping in and out of the call, and I can't control it.
It's like a
please somebody send help. Also, am I supposed to introduce my character?
Yeah, we can do that as well.
Oh, I could have done that. Oh well.
Okay. Setting trends. I'm playing Danny Morris, sound technician, who is afraid of ghosts. Ghost stories give him nightmares, so he should be fine.
Okay, just rolling it back quickly. I'm playing Michael Vince, a junior technician. I've never really thought about the supernatural, but I just believe the evidence of my own eyes. And I've got a new script. You should probably read it. It's gonna be a blockbuster.
I'm Albert Rothfong from the Film Room podcast. I am Trevor. I am an audiovisual engineer, and apparently I keep my head down and don't really think about the abnormal or supernatural.
Okay, I am JJ Hawkins. I host Mars Needs Podcasts and also do a movie commentary series called The Drive-In of Doom. And I am, along with my friend Aaron Fever, I should give him the shout-out as well. Today I'll be playing Simon Court, a television producer who believes that the supernatural is a bunch of piffle and nonsense.
So that is everybody except for John, who has once again been dropped from the call. I'm going to be running it.
Do we want to?
And also, Will
may show up at some point.
Will might show up at some point. Eagle-eyed listeners should keep their ears peeled for the appearance of Will, the other Will, who may or may not appear in this episode. Just, keep your nose to the ground and see what
you're mixing some metaphors.
See what truffles you can
eagle-eared listeners may want to keep their eagle noses to the ground.
Yes, eagle beaks, beagles. Talking dogs again. More talking dogs.
A dog calypso now.
A dog calypso cow. Okay. John is gone.
I think he's restarting to maybe try to get a better connection. Okay. That's what I would do if I were him.
Okay. It's like that that movie Gone Girl, except for instead of I haven't seen the movie Gone Girl. Really, I've just gone by the title.
Maybe he was taken, like in that movie Taken.
Yeah, he was taken.
So are you making it John Girl or Gone John?
Gone John.
We need to prepare ourselves for the dog collapse.
Yeah. That's the official slogan.
It's starting. Already too late. Trident can't save you now.
Okay, so I happen to check. Is anybody on Twitter at the moment?
Yes.
Because I just saw that our fallen comrade says, "I lost the internet today of all days. I'll see if I can fix it, but go ahead without me."
He did send that message.
At least we have his introduction. We'll all accept John.
We can edit in parts from other episodes he's been in.
Yeah. Hey, John, what do you have to say about that? Insert clip.
Or you can use clips from the games I ran that never got posted.
We'll use clips from earlier in this episode. We'll...
Sure, we can recycle it.
Just go back and listen to his old podcast and just in clips of that. What do you think about that?
Put together a laugh track.
Has anybody seen the sixth season of Community?
Is that a question?
I've never seen the first season of Community.
Ah, damn. No, there's an episode where...
I know what you did, yeah.
Yeah, there's an episode where Ken Jeong's character gets really famous, and they want to make a movie with him in it, but all they have is like a green screen clip of him at a desk, like saying a few lines and a few outtakes, and they make a complete little film. They make a complete 90-minute film with, and just cut him into it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite episodes. The bit that I realized the best was when Jeff, near the end of the episode, decides that he's going to edit himself, and he looks up a YouTube tutorial on how to edit.
Yeah. Well, you gotta start off by organizing your files. No, just teach me how to edit.
Well, this has been another episode of Community Radio, your premier community fan cast.
Yeah.
I find it kind of hilarious that you can't watch Community online in the States, but it's on Netflix in England.
Yeah, you get seasons 1 to 5 on Netflix, and then season 6 is about to come out on DVD, I think.
Right.
I didn't get season 6 Yahoo streaming up here, so I haven't seen it yet.
Aw.
John, you've been back for like seconds. Congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks, man.
Does it seem to be holding steady?
I can't guarantee anything, but for now, I'm here. So it's up to you guys.
So is one of your kids sleeping on the internet cord and it's just like all bunching up behind him?
One of them got into the internet somehow and they're just messing with it. I can't get them.
There's just like a big bubble of internet building up and they're going to roll over and it's all going to come through at once.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just filled your internet with peanut butter sandwiches and crayons.
Yeah, my internet broke a couple of days before, like, the last time when we were set up to do this, and I had to get a whole new router and everything, because it was the router, actually, that died.
Oh, really?
Is the password and username still written on top of the router?
No. Now it's written on the back of it, so I feel more confident about, like, leaving the curtains open. Even though I know that in practice nobody was coming up to the window and then looking in and getting the password for the router. But it's an option, and that's why I think everyone in the house should respect the CD that I put on top of it.
For those who don't know, this has been a long-standing conversation. I think the last episode we released actually was the one with the first talk about putting a CD on top of the router to hide the username.
Yeah.
I don't which want was recorded people like a year ago.
Yeah, I don't want people to listen. The edited schedule for this podcast is sporadic, but it gets edited.
Why?
Hey.
Yeah, why edit?
Editing's hard.
Let's just do it live.
Teach me how to edit.
Well, first you have to put your files in order.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your show's all heavily edited too, Al.
Yes, it is. No, I'm an editor by, well, not by trade, but by profession. So, I mean, I know how to edit.
Well, I mean, if you go back way back when to the time that we did John ran a game of Cthulhu and we put it on Mars Needs, I held onto that episode for like a year trying to edit it, and it was driving me nuts. And so finally I just put it out without editing it, and people fucking loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I never edited anything on my podcast. There was no...
Yeah.
I would never have done a podcast if I had to edit it.
Yeah. We don't do a podcast when we have to edit it.
I heavily edit mine. Just, there's so many, like, little silences and gaps and stutters from both of us that it has to be done.
Yeah,
I understand.
Do that some of
That's
our
also
episodes,
what, but how conversation happens, and people are kind of a lot more okay with that than you think.
Really?
Yeah. My podcast was nothing but awkward silences and stutters, and people listen to that repeatedly, apparently. I don't understand why, but they did.
Weird.
Well, because you and your brother are funny together.
We should take all the stutters and awkward silences that we cut out of all of our episodes and super cut them into a third podcast.
Yeah.
You should. You should make an episode called The Worst Of.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while you'll hear a sneeze.
Just an extended bit about the dog apocalypse.
Yeah. Every all time that's when, like, someone went to the bathroom and then we all just hung around waiting.
Or anytime anyone leaves and we immediately say, well, now that they're gone.
Yeah.
Well, that whole thing where we talked about how to hack Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be most of the episode.
Or the time that I read out all those launch codes on air.
I mean, the only time I ever edit something is if somebody says something as stupid as, like, my social security number is, you know.
Oh,
and
well, my social security number is. What?
Like that one guy who runs that company that protects you from that, although he's been hacked. He's had his identity stolen, like, 10 times.
Oh.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and he just covers it up so that people believe that it actually works. I heard about that.
That's right.
Nice.
It's a lot. I have to give him credit. That's a lot of shit to put up with just to sell your business.
Yeah, but do you know who won't give him credit? Any banks.
Well, it's probably because he has a credit rating of 15.
He should have.
Hi, everybody. We're back in the game. So,
segued.
Oh, listeners, and welcome to another exciting episode
of Cthulhu on Parade, your podcast of choice. So, it is late summer, 2015. You're in the south of England. There's going to be six of you, and there's also, as well as the aforementioned Simon Corr, Michael Vince, Trevor Green, and Danny Morris, there is also Nikki Wong and Catherine Belmarsh, and together you're in three vehicles, two four-wheel drive people carriers, and a van, all are petrol-fueled and have been approximately filled with two-thirds of fuel at the moment. There's a bunch of stuff about what's inside of each van, which you can ask me about if you really...
Yeah, two-thirds of them are full of fuel.
Yeah.
two-thirds of a van.
Under the seats.
Yeah.
If we don't ask you what's in the vans, can we just make it up?
Well, I'll just tell you.
Just say yes.
It's easy.
I'm gonna make it up anyway.
You're allowed one luxury item, but okay. There's sound equipment, four digital cameras, a camera with night lenses, Steadicam mount, cabling, petrol-fired generator for power, two jerry cans of petrol, lights, tripods, a well-stocked toolbox, including hammers, pry bars, wrenches, two cordless drills, and a power driver, as well as two trestle tables and sundry other technical paraphernalia, which you can make up.
Can our luxury item be a yacht?
Yes, the luxury item is the yacht, which is carried behind...
pulled behind one of the four-wheeled people carriers.
And the technical stuff that you didn't want to say is just a sock monkey, right?
Yes.
It's a very technical... It's only technically a sock monkey, because it's made out of a glove.
Yeah.
It's filled with wires, but we call it sock monkey.
Oh,
it's two-thirds full of petrol. Everything in the van is two-thirds filled with petrol, and thus the van is two-thirds filled with petrol.
Yes. So let me just update my inventory. Two-thirds petrol.
Yes. There's also food and overnight kit, and there's two high-powered torches and four gas-fueled lamps.
Keep those torches away from the petrol.
Yes. Flashlights, in your American parlance.
Damn it, I was hoping it was just an old shirt that we found wrapped around a stick.
Yeah.
A flaming torch in an enclosed
just
van.
Loose, rolling around in the back of the van.
Just somehow you light it and it stays lit for the rest of the important part of the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Some accommodation has been made for a quick nap by the inclusion of two sleeping bags and strut-frame camp beds. Each people carrier also has three handheld flashlights. I automatically changed it to American.
Oh no.
Yay!
Okay, so...
So that's a long list that none of us wrote down or will remember.
Yeah.
And I think you said we had a camp bear, which I'm not exactly sure what that is.
A camera.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, camp bed.
Camp bed. Oh, okay. I thought it was a bear. I thought it was a teddy bear that's on the camp bed. Gotcha.
Camera bed?
Yes.
Two-thirds full of petrol.
Two-thirds full of petrol.
Right. Yes. So, it is a hazy, glorious summer afternoon. You've been driving for, like, quite a while. It's been about, I think, 2.5 hours since you left the main road.
We probably only have a half a tank of petrol now.
No.
Oh, no.
For some reason, you've still got two-thirds of the fuel left.
it's just a constant.
That is some serious German engineering.
I think maybe it probably means that like the whole journey was 2.5 hours, but I don't know.
Yeah, we probably would have tanked up before we left, so we already used.
Or maybe, there could have been a gas station, and then, petrol station, I've changed it to gas station in my head, or I mean, this is what happens when you hang around with Americans. That you
like a disease.
Just before you left the neighborhood. Or service station, more accurately.
Strangely enough, it was just about 3 blocks away, but we only got two-thirds of a tank on everything.
We keep filling it with all the things that are filled with two-thirds petrol.
Yeah.
Yes. You just ring out a teddy bear into it.
Cut one down a bit.
So, like I said, beautiful, beautiful day. Sun is shining. There's like a little bit of like bird noises, maybe some hawks or something around, butterflies flapping around. And nice, thanks. Hope none of you have any pollen allergies, because that's kind of weather that we're talking about. You roll
oh,
up.
Oh shit, I don't see my pollen sensitivity.
It's, how many points did you put into allergies?
It's important to at least have 7 points in allergy. The whole of the area that you're going to, which I may bring to your point at this point, is a radio telescope building called the Lordstown Facility. Nicky Wong researched it and found it. It was under the Government Official Secrets Act until recently, so like there's not been a whole bunch known about it. And like I said, it's a radio telescope facility, but the actual radio dish has been removed. You can see it more or less in the background. There are two buildings that Nicky Wong says are connected underground. They're sort of in the middle of a large expanse of field, which is, I think it's probably, it's a good few acres, anyway. And it's all surrounded by a metal fence.
And it's two-thirds full of petrol.
It's two-thirds, two-thirds of it is full of petrol, but that's deep underground and you're going to have to dig for that, and also refine it, and also...
thank heavens my luxury item's a snorkel.
Yeah. At the moment, you are approaching a guardhouse-looking thing. It's like a sort of the paint peeling on it. It's green paint, and as besides that is a fence, which is kind of rusted and padlocked. John is gone, though. John is gone. Don't know what to do about when this happens.
The ghost took him already.
Okay, I turn on my camera and I get some nice panoramic shots of the entrance.
Okay. From inside the car?
Yeah. From inside the four-wheeled person carrier.
So the aim of your recce here is to assess the Lordstown facility as a possible location for a night shoot, and so sleep is not something that has been planned for. You're going to be here all night, basically, is the whole thing. You've all slept earlier, and hopefully awake and refreshed.
So we're all feeling two-thirds full of energy.
Yes.
I have two-thirds of an energy drink with me, so that's perfect.
I have one-third of an energy drink and the other two-thirds of the can of petrol.
Hey, now, drink the Rockstar, stay up all night, film.
Okay, I turn off the Smash Mouth that was playing in the car. And I get out and view my surroundings.
Okay, as previously mentioned, there is a closed gate, which is padlocked with a chain in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a key to this. Let's open this sucker up and see what's going on. We got to find locations and stuff.
And there is also the guardhouse to the side as well. If you want to check that, but it's up to you. Just up to you.
I'll scope out the guardhouse.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You've fallen for the trap.
Oh no!
The guardhouse is, you know, it's kind of empty, just kind of grey and empty.
Take that! You've fallen for nothing.
Yeah, not much to say about it really. Just a little guardhouse. The gates open up.
And does the guardhouse have a chair? I mean, did the guy get to sit down from time to time?
Oh yeah. There's like a kind of an old broken chair. This place was shut down in the 70s, so everything's okay. Pretty old.
Also, it's a plastic chair.
And broken, yeah.
Yeah. Two-thirds full of petrol, probably.
I guess it'd be kind of a cheap plastic chair, which I guess...
It's like a yellow plastic chair with metal legs.
Yeah, which I guess holds up better for it being still around, right? If it's plastic. Yeah.
You never know if we're going to need to stand on something a little higher.
Yeah. I add the chair to my inventory.
Just strap it to your back. Okay. Get him a cable out it's of the sock monkey. Strap this chair to his back.
You're going to want the chair so that you don't have to resort to human pyramid.
Yeah, if we don't get the chair now, we'll have to do a bunch of backtracking later.
Human pyramid was going to be my horror movie, but I couldn't quite figure out how to attach. You know, just the whole idea of attaching someone's like hands to someone else's shoulder blades just wasn't as scary.
So, guys, I've got this new script that I've been working on.
Human pyramid. Is this what it's called? I'm just guessing.
Human pyramid scheme, actually. We charge people for the spots that they get, you know. The more they pay, the higher on the pyramid.
Yeah.
And you just have That's great. Bring three more people. Well, two more. Wait, I don't know how you would... I don't know what the practicality would be if you're actually literally making a pyramid. okay.
So you grab the chair.
Yes, you grab the chair.
And I am trying to unlock the gate.
The gate unlocks pretty simply.
This gate unlocking shit.
I got a 46 to grapple the chair, but I only have a 25 in grapple.
You unsuccessfully grapple the chair. You fall over it. You land in a mountain of dust.
Okay.
Just in case I forget, because this is the kind of stuff I always forget to do in games like this, I'd like to put the key back in my pocket after I unlock the door.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You don't need to go to that much detail.
Oh, no, that shit always bites me in the ass.
you don't need to combine any items in your inventory.
Phew!
It should be okay.
I combine the mountain of dust with the human pyramid.
You have a dirty pyramid.
Can we drive the car up? The car is up further through the gate now.
The gates are open. There's a winding road which sort of goes. First of all, it goes like more or less in a curved but mostly straight line towards the building, and then it like winds around it in a slow circle and then reaches.
So it's a long and winding road.
Yeah.
Okay. And it leads to their door.
I know that you're making a reference.
It's a Beatles reference. It's okay. I'm cool.
I just noticed I have a 40 in drive auto, so probably I'm driving one of the four-wheeled people carriers.
I have a 55 in drive auto, so shit. Take that.
Oh.
Well, we can race.
I know someone who's not going to ride 55.
Oh, no. I think we're down one.
Oh, John's gone again.
John's gone.
Oh no, the ghosts keep taking him.
He thinks he's shot for the day and we can use him for ghost fodder, is what he sent us.
Yeah, well, okay. we have three extra lives now. If any of us die, we have all these backup characters.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can just have a four-wheeled people carrier full of NPCs.
Yeah. We can also now, not that anybody needs to know this, but we can send John all these... like horrible, like guilt-ridden texts of, okay, I'm so glad we held up 2 weeks to do this so we could have you.
Yeah, it isn't good, but you know these things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcasting is an unpredictable business. Sometimes shows just don't update for months.
Sometimes you update every week for like 3 years, nobody cares, and then so you take a year where you're not as on the ball. It's okay.
Yeah, sometimes you do the complete reverse of that.
Yeah, sometimes you take a 3 years of sometimes you take a 3 year absence, and you know.
But then you come back.
Since I have not been updating as much, not a single person has said, "I remember when you used to be every week. What happened?"
I do remember when you used to be every week, but I respect your right to do as you want with a podcast. I am the last person to say anything about it.
I still record every week, I just don't put them out. I just hold on to them.
We were the same way.
And then we stopped recording as well.
Yeah.
Mine just went weekly after a half a year of... But I also have an excuse, I got sick.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm glad you're better.
Well. Ah, yes, thank you. I am better than I was before.
Oh, that's good.
We also got sick of editing and posting. And...
I just got a machine to help you sleep.
Whoa.
Oh my.
I got a machine that makes my room smell nicer.
Nice.
Sense and spray thing. That's a machine.
Well, yeah. I found out, I'll probably talk about this on my podcast, and nobody gives a shit about this, but I just found out that I have really severe sleep apnea, so I now have a... I have a CPAP machine. I just got it last night for the first time.
Oh.
I have that too. I'm sorry.
Well, they say that severe sleep apnea is if you have 30 episodes an hour of not being able to breathe. When I took a sleep test, I had 114.
Jeez. Ooh, shit.
So basically, every time I went to sleep, I was going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Huh. That's not good.
I snore bad. It's genetic. My whole family, we snore.
Okay.
But it's okay. I found out young enough when I can do something about it, and I'll just sleep with a machine for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Congratulations. We're in a club.
Yeah. Well, with this modern technology, maybe it'll be a smaller machine in the future.
Oh, the machine's actually pretty small. It's about the size of a hardback book.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, that's not so bad.
With a massive hose that connects to your
face. Okay. You can... pretend that it is... Do you have, like, a cover on the book? And then you can hold it up to your face.
Actually, like, what it was last night is I spent all last night waking up every 5 minutes going, is this thing working?
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Well, let's get real. It's time to end real talk and get back to fake gaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real talk's over.
All right. Okay, alright, okay. Also, I need to go to the bathroom. Is that the thing that I should do now?
Okay, what a great edit point. Yeah, go.
Okay, alright. Talk about yourselves.
I'll leave as well, and then you can just take over the podcast in our absence.
Welcome to Mars Needs Film Room.
Okay,
hey, Gabe. Yes.
Where Al and I watch a movie and we don't share it with Austin.
Aw. Oh, man. Going weekly is kind of is interesting.
Well, you guys do more work. I'm surprised. I mean, I know that you guys went Patreon, so you know it's
in
your best interest. But you guys put so much work into it. My hat's off to you. I mean, that's part of the reason why Aaron and I do our film commentaries once a month, because it takes a lot more time and prep work.
Yeah, we Like, I'll be honest, Austin actually does most of the research, which, you know, it's the kind of thing. I edit, he does the research.
You still have to watch the stuff.
Still to watch it, yeah. But I think our compromise is that instead of doing multiple films, we now do, like, a single film or one or two films.
Okay.
Or we'll just do a topic where we've already seen all the films we need to see and we just have opinions.
Yeah. Again, I throw out there, if you ever want to do a Shakespeare episode, I'm down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Probably in March, Jesus.
I do have very, very definitive ideas on how Shakespeare should be performed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really an expert on any sort of films.
I need to brush up on my Shakespeare.
Or watch Kiss Me Kate.
Or watch Ten Things I Hate About You.
Yes, but that doesn't have a song called Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Well, there you go. I'll tell you, actually having paying customers does help the motivation a lot to keep it up. But you know, it's amazing with practice how much more quickly it goes. Like, I just finished I just finished our last one in two sittings. It's like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem with editing our show is some of our episodes are like 4.5 hours long.
Yeah, I don't envy you there.
Yeah. Well, usually there's not a lot to cut, but we had a whole series of episodes where, for some reason in the recording, all of them had echoes in one channel. So it's just slowly going through, just picking out echoes whenever you can.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, oh, that's all of our recordings. We're bad at audio, apparently.
Oh, this is why I always wear, like, earphones when I'm Skyping. I just don't, you know, want to be the one that's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's echoing on my end. You can hear it through the speaker.
I will more specifically than that, because this is something that I've had to make Jason do recently. It's not even earphones, it's earbuds. Earbuds yeah. that go into the ear, because Jason, I bought him for Christmas a couple years ago. I bought him a really good mic, and so he was listening to standard over-the-ear headphones. I was getting, I could never sync the audio between the two of us, because I would always come through, his mic would pick up from his headphones.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And so finally I was like, Jason, please, you're killing me. I know you don't like to wear earbuds, but please wear them for an hour a week. And it's saved me so much trouble.
Yeah, oh, I swear God. We never have audio issues during the calls, but the Skype call recorder always seems to screw us over.
Yeah. Hi, everybody, I'm back.
Okay. We're usually too lazy, though, or there's too many of us to record, like, in Audacity on our own ends and recombine it later.
That's too much hassle.
Part of why I to do it, though.
Well, and that's also partially why I just recently bought a... because I haven't had a soundboard for a while, but I recently bought a soundboard again so I can mix group recordings live, because it's so much easier than going through a Skype recorder.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I bought the mixer that I bought was only $100, so it's not that bad.
Oh, how does that work? That'd be like £60 for me, I think.
I just bought a little bitty Yamaha 4-channel, so everything that goes from the computer goes directly into one of the audio channels, then my mic goes through it, and then I just mix it live.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. And then also, you can also have, if you wanted to play music, you could do that, right? As in that kind of thing?
Now, the one thing that I already had that you would have to look into is either buying a more expensive mixer that had a USB capability, or buying a FireWire audio, which is what I already had. So my mixer goes into this FireWire adapter that goes directly in the computer. And I guess
it would come down to at some point, depending on the sound card in your computer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need to update the whole computer, but I got a limited budget. Very broke. So.
That's why Patreon is the way to go. Al's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of Patreon is that you have to update to get listeners.
Yeah, and also you have to have listeners that are willing to commit. Like, I don't feel that I do anything that's worth even $1 a month, so.
I'd give to our own Patreon if someone else would do the editing for once.
Is that a slab of me? Because I could just pay somebody if you give me money, I'll pay somebody with the money that you give me.
Well, I think the last episode we posted had an extended bit about us soliciting for unpaid interns.
Yeah, I think that's every episode. The implication of every episode is, can somebody else do this, please? It's like
we have like vaults and vaults of unedited episodes. There's at least like 20 hours of those GURPS episodes from like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We probably have, like, at least a full year of episodes recorded, just unedited.
Speaking of episodes.
Oh?
And the recording of them.
What happens when you don't talk with your friends, unless you're actually trying to accomplish a thing. And then it's real hard to stay on track.
Yeah.
I would, you know, it would be nice to talk. Well, I feel bad being the person who's had to keep things on track.
Somebody's got to be the boss.
Okay, alright. So, you find yourself. So you're on the way to the Lordstown facility, which is two buildings, this compound that you can see ahead of you. There is undulating, unwooded terrain around the horizon. As far as you can see, there aren't any like trees, really. It's just kind of all fields and grass and there's only one road in and out. There's that metal fence around the outside, and now you can see there's two buildings. Central two-story block that used to be the base of the radio telescope, and a long single-story storage house. That's pretty much where you are. There's a car park between the two of them, which is a bit overgrown with grass and brambles and all that. And
okay. Well, I'd say this is an interesting location. But if we really want to, if we're trying to film something spooky, there needs to be more stuff. So let's check out that storage shed and see if there's anything maybe we can spread out on the lawn to make it look creepier. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Let's park the cars in the car park.
Yeah. We need more visual interest.
Okay. You go over to, you park your cars, all three of them, the two people carriers in the van, and head over to the storage house. Like I said, it's long, like a long rectangle building. There's a door about a third of the way to the from the right hand side of it, and there's also a large loading door, like a, you know, one of those big corrugated. Is it corrugated? Is that the word that I'm looking for? That's on the left-hand side of the building.
Okay. This is kind of off-topic, but just one thing, because it's the terminology I'm not that familiar with. What precisely is a people mover?
The four-wheeled people carriers. Yeah. I'm not sure either. That's why I kept saying it so specifically.
Oh, like a sports utility vehicle, I think.
Okay, thank you. It just feels like a platform on wheels.
Yeah.
Because you know you can carry people in a van, so.
Yeah. Sorry. Like a four-wheel SUV.
Okay, so now I have an idea kind of what size shed parking area we're in.
Right.
Because like a people carrier could be huge or tiny. Could be a Segway or...
or two Segways taped together.
Exactly. A human pyramid of Segways.
Yeah, like a five-seater type thing.
Guys, okay. After we're done here, does anyone want to read my new script? It's the human Segway.
It's about the creator of the Segway who fell over a cliff on a Segway.
Yeah.
True story.
Comes back from the dead. Yeah.
Wait, he fell off a cliff onto another Segway?
No, he was on a Segway and fell off a cliff.
Okay.
That was how he got the original idea for the Segway. He was on a cliff and he fell off onto a Segway. And he was like, man, I should have meant this.
The irony. Oh, well, leading on to something else.
I unload the Segway from the back of the truck. And I climb on it and start.
It's your luxury item.
It's my luxury item.
Or maybe it was John's luxury item since he dropped away.
Yeah. My luxury item's the yacht.
Yeah. So prove us wrong, John.
Yeah. You see that Danny Morris is curiously even more silent than he was in the brief few moments of Flickering Life.
Well, we don't know about Danny.
Just in a hut, whispering to themselves.
He lost his tongue in a. In a freak stamp, a mailing accident, incident when he was a child.
Incident.
Yeah. You know, I started to say that, and then I realized that you haven't had to lick a stamp since, 1942? So it just didn't feel right.
I've licked stamps in my lifetime. What are you talking about?
I know, it's just been a long time. I was just making a silly joke.
I gotcha, okay.
So let's go to the corrugated that's probably not corrugated door.
The undulating metal, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay,
why is everything undulating?
Because it's Call of Cthulhu.
I undulate towards the shed.
You can't undulate on a Segway.
Just watch me.
You can if you try. Flip,
actually.
Dude, don't drink and Segway.
Undulating towards the loading door.
I shall ululate as we undulate towards the door.
You can see that it's probably one of those where it opened from the inside by either a chain pull or a button that you hit. I think it's one of those things where people have come with a wagon and then unload into the facility. That kind of large height.
Okay.
You know what a warehouse is like. You've seen them.
I work in a warehouse, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I am a television producer.
Yes.
Right. I'm a junior technician.
But isn't TV kind of like a warehouse?
I produced a show about a warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, if any of you want some coffee, I'll do a coffee run later.
Cool.
Drive all the way back to town to get coffee. Yes.
Did they have Starbucks 6 months ago in England?
we have Starbucks.
But did it's you everywhere. 6 months ago?
Yes. We had it even 6 months ago. It was just coming in.
Although it's Starbucks with a much softer R.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's check out
the language.
Let's check out the other door.
Undulate towards the actual door.
Okay. You go towards the smaller door, which is like an opening. You can see inside. It's all kind of poured concrete, which is kind of slightly rotten on the inside.
Concrete rots.
Yeah.
It did 6 months ago in England.
It's been 30 years.
It did 30 years ago in England.
Whatever. Yeah, concrete does kind of like degrade eventually, right?
Use, right? With things driving over it? Okay. Yeah. Plate tectonics.
You are the game master. If you say it's rotten concrete, it's rotten concrete.
That just adds to the spookiness factor.
You can see the.
Rotten concrete, everybody, do a sanity roll!
Yeah. the building is divided into two large rooms connected by an open arch door, which is like a large open arch, which is most of the building, to be honest. And inside, the rooms have been stripped bare, and now are just dust and cobwebs. You can see towards the right, upper right, as you come in, there's another smaller room with a door, which looks to be more heavily secured than the entrance door, and through the archway over by the loading door, you can see that there is there used to be a motor that operated the loading door, but the equipment has now been removed, and it's
Well, let's go over and see if we can open the big door, even though the gate's not working, just so if we need to load in our petrol and torches, it won't be as long a walk.
Sure. Yeah, we could load our equipment out in here and have it as our base camp for the shoot.
Well, it's got rotten concrete. It's exactly what we're looking for with that visual interest.
And cobwebs.
Hell yeah.
We can save on special effects if we don't disturb those.
I thought we were going to have to use that cotton swabbing we brought.
Okay.
What do we have to roll to see if we can open a large door?
Give me a strength. However many people are trying to do it, add your strength together.
Well, I rolled a one.
Die do we roll?
Oh, it'd be a D100.
D100, thank you.
I got a shit.
It's, my strength is 12, I rolled a 66.
Where are you guys getting the die?
Is anyone else trying, or is it just going to be Simon?
It's going to be one. Two, but where do you guys get the die?
Oh, good point.
Wizards.com.
Yeah. We use this really old dice roller from Wizards.
Yeah. Oh yes, of course. And this is which die we roll for?
The one that's two.
Oh, D100. Ones. Okay.
Yeah.
It also looks like there might be a link for it in the Skype chat.
Yeah, just like
that. You know.
Okay.
I have. Okay, we're looking at strength.
Otherwise known as stir.
Stir. Okay.
I stir the door open.
Stir. You don't. You tried, then you fell down.
No, I rolled a one. That's a critical success.
Was that a critical success? I was thinking that was a critical fail.
No, okay, 99 and 100 is a critical
strength
fail.
Is 12, and I rolled a 97.
Okay. Well, I guess with Michael Vince helping you out, Yeah, you managed to you get under there and then like give it a good shove, and you can pry it sort of up.
And Simon's pulling it back down the other direction.
Yeah, someone's pulling it back down in a downwards direction. I think it could be gravity, but you know, it seems difficult. With a strength of with a roll of one, Michael, you'd feel pretty confident about like your Atlas type level of holding this loading door up, but sooner or later there's going to be a Hercules that you want to come and take over the task.
Okay.
In exchange for going to get some golden apples, or whatever. Right? That was that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We did it. We opened the door.
So is the door staying open by itself, or do we have to lodge it open?
No, you can't. You have to lodge it open. It's getting pulled back down by gravity.
Okay. Well, let's look around to see if there is something to lodge it open with.
Don't mind me. I'll just be here holding it up.
Oh,
It's a good thing that I brought my wild card item, which happens to be a doorstop.
Yeah.
Just a small...
That'll hold it up like an inch?
Yeah.
Sure. It's a rather large doorstop.
Pole that you were looking at.
We could prop it up with my Segway, but then I'd have to walk.
Well, with my arrogance and self-centeredness, I'm going to say, surely we can find something better than that. I'm going to look around.
There is a door which leads, it's at the same side of the building as the side that you came in at, but it's close to the loading door on the inside. And there's also that further back, there's that small room with the heavy door.
I take a selfie of myself holding the door up all on my own.
Okay. With one hand.
Yeah.
So you've got just one hand holding the door up.
Maybe I'm using, like, I'm putting my shoulder into it.
Yeah.
Starting
to dig into your shoulder.
Well, I have my phone out doing that. Do I have service here?
Yeah, you do.
How many bars?
You know, three bars.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, if I wasn't convinced that we would somehow kill someone, I would just suggest that we just drive one of the cars under the door to keep it open. But I'm pretty sure we'd run over somebody.
Well, and I think there's also, like, a gap between where the base of the door is and the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Shit. I knew I should have brought the chair. Can we prop it open with a human pyramid?
If you want to form together to make a human pyramid.
And that's just the rest of the game. It's just
that's
sitting
the rest
there.
Of the game. It's a door opening simulator.
Okay, if there's a rock on the ground, can we just like wedge it in the track that the door runs along?
Yeah, I guess you can go outside and try and find a rock.
What if we use a doorstop?
Yeah. You could use like a really small doorstop. How big are we talking?
You know, a little rubber doorstop. You stick it in the track where we would stick a rock.
You know, where the one that I brought.
Like wedge it under the wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like lift up and then put that in the side bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
You can try it, I guess. Sure.
Stop the door.
Give me...
It's your doorstop. Go for it.
Mechanical repair, I guess?
Mechanical repair. Let's see. My mechanical repair is 42, and... I rolled a 94.
Okay, yeah, you stick it in there. You think, this seems good.
Sweet.
Seems good.
Yeah, have you got it in there yet?
That's what she... No. Never mind.
Oh. I'll take that as a yes. Okay, let me just stop holding this door up.
Okay, give me, Steven, give me a dodge roll, I guess?
Uh-oh. 92.
Okay.
It comes down and decapitates me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's, the door, slams down, on your foot, for, 2 points of damage.
Oof. Okay. Am I inside or outside of the...
You're inside. Well, whichever side you wanted to go out of. I'm assuming you went back into the building.
Well, I was, like, holding it up from underneath. Okay, I guess I went back into the building, yeah. I just thought it would be funnier if it, like, slammed down on my foot and I fall backwards and break my neck.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's your call.
Well, we have so many NPCs to work there, but no, okay, I'm inside the building. And then all of a sudden,
Johnny's tongue grows back.
Now you come back
God damn it, my foot. I thought you said you had it.
I did have it, but
he
you put your
it
foot
in the
way
so confidently. Okay, yeah. Well, let's
maybe there were some other forces at work, like gravity.
Gravity,
curse you, Newton.
Yeah, Catherine Belmarsh is watching all of this. She's inside, and
how'd she get there?
Taking a couple notes.
That cow didn't help us.
Okay, I limp over to my Segway. It's a good thing I had that with me.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't use it to prop up the door. Wait, yeah. If you did use it to prop up the door, then you'd still have a functioning, whatever it is that squish.
My foot, Listen, don't worry about
not
me, guys.
Not waste time with the ifs and ands. Let's look around this place with or without the door.
Okay, I Segway around, but I like... try to do it to, like, bring attention to the fact that my foot got injured.
Yo, Junior, go get us some torches out of the truck.
Okay, I'll be back in a flash. Light.
Okay. You segue out through the other side to the other side door, and then back to the car. You get some flashlights. You bring them back. Donnie Morris is there. And also, so is Trevor Green.
Oh, hey,
hello!
No, Trevor Green's inside. Nikki Wong is there. Also. They're just, you know, they say hi.
They're just there. Oh, hello. Hey, hey.
Except for the one who can no longer speak. He just goes, moo!
Yeah, Donnie Morris is curiously silent on every matter. He's a strong man.
Maybe he should have been the one that opened the door then.
Toxic masculinity.
Okay, guys, I got those flashlights you wanted.
Yeah, you've got the flashlights in your hand.
Okay, that's good. In case we do go someplace where it's dark, you never know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's explore the rooms.
Which rooms would you like to check out? There's stairs that are near to the I said stairs now. There's some stairs that are near to the loading door. Or there's, further on, there's a door, which is, like a small one with a heavy door, which is at the other side of the building.
I don't know about these stairs, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think my Segway can make it.
Your foot's fine. Man up.
I don't want to walk on a broken foot and aggravate a workplace injury.
You barely have an ingrown toenail.
That can be debilitating.
Here. Take my shoulder and I will guide you up.
Okay.
Lean on him.
Lead down
when you're not strong.
It's a team building exercise, guys.
That's right.
Because sometime we're all going to need somebody to lean on.
I feel partly responsible because my doorstop failed you.
It's not your fault. I mean, I would have expected the doorstop to work as well.
Yeah, the doorstop has now flown off somewhere into the room.
Damn it, luxury item.
That was my best doorstop.
Shit, the yacht no longer...
You brought it with you everywhere.
The yacht phased out of existence. We lost the doorstop. I can't take my Segway down the stairs. We're running out of luxury items.
Thank God we have that yacht.
So we're going down the stairs?
It sounds that way.
I mean, spooky basement. That could be a good place for a shoot.
Yeah, probably. It, you know, it's probably fantastic. Let's definitely check it out. We got our, we got our flashlight torches. Let's do it.
I'll hand those out to you guys. I have my night vision camera up and I'm filming.
Okay. Oh, it might be a good idea. Catherine mentions for you to set up your computer equipment and stuff, and have a base of operations so that you can check. Just set up some cameras running, and then so you can check them on the computer.
Can we get Donnie to do that?
And have the lighting and stuff. Yeah, you can get Donnie. Daddy will go and do that, and Nikki and
wait. I mean, isn't that partially my job?
Yeah, that's
oh yeah. Sorry,
I'm the AV guy. So crisis. I roll to, do I have to roll to set things up?
Well, do you want to set stuff up in here, or are you going to go to the other building first, or where are you going to set things up?
Okay, just a quick reminder, where is here?
This is the storage house, storage house. There's the main building, which you haven't been to yet.
We should probably check out the main building first, then.
Yeah,
just to see if there's ample space, because, you know,
we're standing at the top of the stairs, at which point we go, wait a minute.
We're in the wrong building.
We really should check out that other building first so we can have a base of operations.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm all for not going down the stairs. I get back on my Segway.
And so we do the Charlie Brown walk with our heads down and play the sad piano music as we walk over to the other building, feeling kind of sheepish.
Very good.
How about we drive all the cars up to the doors of the main building so we don't have to go back and forth as much?
If you want... The,
isn't that going to waste our 2/3 of gas?
Yeah, the car park's not that big, and the buildings are kind of close together.
Okay.
Okay, so it won't waste that much.
No, it takes like about a minute to walk over and to the door. Yeah, there's inside. Let's see. It's a square building, it's like a cube shape. It's 2 stories high, or tall, which...
Does that mean 0th floor, 1st floor, 2nd floor, or ground floor, 2nd floor?
No, it's ground floor and then a 1st floor, and then there's the roof as well, access to the roof.
Okay.
And there's also supposed to be some stuff below ground.
Guys, the roof is on fire.
What?
Oh no!
It's okay, we don't need any water.
Okay. Approach, I segue up to the doors of the main building.
Okay. There's a door, there's, as you go sort of around the building, there's some windows leading out, and there's also, you can see some fire doors on the 2 sides of it, and then there's also a main entrance door, which you go through. That leads you into a small room which has stairs leading up and also 2 doors on the walls leading into the building.
Oh, screw those stairs. I take my Segway to the doors.
Okay.
Is the lobby like a decent size? Could we set up our equipment here?
No, it's kind of a small foyer. It's not really... And especially with the stairs near to it, it's just kind of like a coat room kind of deal.
Hmm.
Again, this is a weathered concrete block. You can see inside. Actually, the windows have had steel mesh nailed over them. And almost every window has been broken. You go inside and you can see that there are light switches and power points, but the actual light bulbs and stuff aren't there.
No.
The rooms are just kind of grey, this one that you're in, and then you go to the next one and it's kind of grey. Again, more grey.
I don't think this room is going to film well.
Yeah, not very colorful.
Yeah.
There's another...
We can fix it in post.
Yeah, I suppose.
As you go through the next door, though, you can see that there's a large open space in front of you. It extends above and plunges down to below. There are banisters. Is that an American word? Do you use banisters?
Yeah.
Okay, good. surround it. It's kind of a walkway, that then has an open space in the middle. Like an octagonal walkway. Does that make sense?
It's the octagon, yeah.
Yeah, like an octagon. And then there's light streaming down from distant windows, and you can see that there's below you, as you go down, there's kind of an open space on the floor which has what looks like some panels and stuff, and like console panels, and then up towards the roof, it's just kind of, you know, you can see the roof, and there you go. Ceiling, I mean, not you can't see the roof because that's outside.
So, Geek Boy, find a place to hide up the, to set up your computers and stuff.
Sure. Is there a room in any of those gray rooms behind us, or do we want to like go to the ground floor of this octagon and set up with all the equipment down there?
I'm leaving that up to Geek Boy.
Let's set up in the octagon.
Okay.
So we're gonna have a UFC fight.
Just off to one side.
Okay. You travel around this floor trying to find stairs that lead down. There's some towards the left-hand side of the building that also lead up as well. You go to the ground floor, and you can see... let's just get to this. If I can get to it, which I can do, because I'm a professional. I'm a professional who is
we're all definitely, professionals. I'm a professional junior finding technician. Something.
Yes.
I'm just going to be just a minute while I get this.
So how are you guys doing?
Yeah, inside the octagon at the bottom, you can see there are 8 chambers that open off from each of the points of the central control area.
Hmm.
There are also, there's also a metal gantry, and there are 4 corridors which lead out, 2 to the north, 2 to the south, from the thing. They seem to go into darkness. A lot of the chambers that are opened off are closed. Most of the doors are closed, except for one of them, which doesn't have doors. So that's how you kind of figure that the chambers, because it's just kind of just a small, empty-looking room inside of it, a cube-shaped chamber, about 2 meters in every direction.
Okay, well, first thing, executive decision. This is the most visually interesting room we have found so far. We do not set up things here because we got to film here.
Okay, so let's not do that then. Is there any way to open one of the closed doors?
Yeah, you can go up to one of the doors.
Try the doorknob. That's always a fun trick.
They might be locked. I don't know.
Yeah, the doors are made of steel, hung from a reinforced door frame, and each door has an observation eye hole. All the doors have key locks that drive 3 heavy bolts from the door into the frame.
That is fairly locked.
Yeah, well, damn.
But only 2 of them are actually locked, and so the rest of them you can open up.
Can I ram them down, the locked ones, with my Segway?
Well, hang on. Oh, no, actually, no. Go ahead and run the Segway. Part 8. I was going to try something equally as dumb, but I want to watch this, so you do it.
I don't know how I got my Segway down the stairs, actually.
You carried it with you, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
or...
okay.
Yes.
Give me a drive auto roll, I guess.
Okay. 79, that does not pass.
Okay. You set off, you back up to the other end of the room. You find out...
hey, someone, wait, I hand someone my night vision camera. Guys, get this on film, it's gonna be awesome. And I undulate towards the doors.
Basically, that is what happens. You speed off, you get in faster and faster, and then, again, you slightly tilt one to the side a bit too much, and hit the side of the wall, and hit your head.
How?
It's painful and embarrassing. It's emotionally painful.
Do I take any more damage?
But no, I'm not gonna have any more damage at this point. You've already hurt your foot. You don't land on your foot, so you know you're okay.
Okay, well that could have worked, guys.
Okay, my other question is how thick are the doors? Like, will radio transmissions pass through them?
Oh, you mean, well, you'd have to test that, I guess.
I check how many bars of service I have on my cell phone.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have signal down here.
Shit.
There's also, I should mention, that there are lugs set into the floor, and there are some metal boxes still remaining with indicator dials, and the metal is mostly corroded, and...
So there's already...
Again, there's no powder. No power, I mean.
Do we have, like, any sort of battery power that we can run off of?
We have a generator.
You do have the generator.
A petrol generator.
Petrol generator.
I see. Will that, like, in a closed space, will that, like, you know, generate a lot of fumes?
People set up generators inside.
Okay.
The room will be two-thirds full of petrol fumes.
Yeah, most of the windows are broken and just covered with like a mesh, so there's probably enough airflow.
I was trying to set up some things that'll be workable and not kill us all. I guess we can run. I guess we can run some wires under the door. Is
yeah,
that
we
possible?
Can, we could run it by like a window and run the wires in through it.
Yeah. So yeah, let's set up in one of the things with the closable doors, so they're not visible.
Okay. All right. So, it takes you a while to start setting up the equipment inside. You've got a little space where you've got a table set up with a laptop on it, and then more stuff like that, and then the generator. I guess is the generator going to be outside of that small space, or
is it gonna make some noise? Sounds also bad for filming.
Oh.
Yeah, but at the moment you're just doing you're just doing a recce and stuff, is then you're not doing the actual filming and stuff, it's just to see what the place looks like.
Gotcha.
Really?
Hey, we can film some things to bring back and show off to our bosses to be like,
that's right.
See,
okay.
This is what could be good.
Yeah, well
I guess we won't worry about that then.
Yeah, pretty much. Trevor, you know that you could kind of mostly do this by yourself without any of the other people, then well maybe Danny could help out, but because Simon has decided that he wants to impress Catherine, he's gone and made it a whole thing, which he doesn't really need to be.
Okay.
So you're kind of annoyed about that.
Well, I'm excited,
really,
eager, and enthusiastic,
most of this stuff.
So I'll help with anything.
Yeah,
and
the
while
other people seem fine, but yeah.
While they're setting up in there, because obviously I'm not going to do that. I'm a television producer. I will, just for shits and giggles, I will check to see if the key that I have unlocks the doors that are locked.
Okay. You try the key, and no, it doesn't work. Again, you get some... Catherine is watching from above on the banister. Making some notes about the whole proceedings.
Well, I had to try.
We have a toolbox back in the truck with some, like, power drills. We can maybe drill through the locks. Right?
If you want.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm excited, eager, and enthusiastic.
You can hear the Segway going, ka-dunk, 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 yeah, up the stairs.
I use gaffer tape to affix a drill to the front of the Segway. I charge the lock. Now, I roll up to the lock calmly and then start power drilling it.
Okay. Oh, by the way, if you want to ask any of the other characters to do stuff so that it'll, like, save time and stuff, you can do that, because that's, you know.
We have walkie-talkies for the people that aren't in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can micromanage them.
Uh-huh.
In that case, bring me a sandwich.
Go back to town and get some coffee.
Well, no, you got some food and stuff with you, but I guess you probably have, like, a thermos of coffee, probably.
At least.
It might be a little bit colder by now, but...
A thermos too full, two-thirds full of coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to roll? Mechanical repair?
Oh, I should mention also, Trevor, while you're in here, that you can see the inside of the room, inside of the cubicle, there's a small drain hole in the center of the floor.
Is it two-thirds full of water?
It's not full of anything.
This episode has to be called the 75% solution.
But that'd be three-fourths.
Shh. Yeah. Shh. Part of it's a pun. You let it go for the pun.
Do you want me to roll mechanical repair to drill the lock?
Oh, have you brought the drill back?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me, I guess, I don't know what it'd come under.
You're going to fail no matter what, so just pick a number.
Yeah, mechanical repair.
Okay.
And also in each of the cubicles, there are, there's white tiles that cover the floor and the ceiling, and there's light fittings set to the center of each wall and also into the ceiling.
Huh.
By the way, you can't hear any background noise from me, can you?
No.
I don't think so.
Good.
Like, okay. In real life? No, not at all.
That's what I meant.
I was about to make some comment about the generators, but no, I can't hear you at all.
Yeah. I hear that petrol generator you're crying. Just barely over the sound of this drill. Okay, I rolled a 19 on the mechanical repair, so I actually pass.
Okay, yeah, you power drill into the lock, and then the lock's probably going to damage the drill a bit, but...
we can just change out the bit.
Yeah, you power into there, and the lock breaks, and you can swing it open.
Oh, wow, I really thought that was not going to work. Good job, intern!
Oh, well, I'm not an intern.
Says you.
No, I'm a full-fledged junior technician.
You were. Then you didn't get me my coffee.
But I got the door open, though. Listen, I'll be right back with
you. You went back to the people mover and did not bring my coffee or a sandwich. Now, open the door, intern.
Okay, you don't want your... Okay. I'm opening the door. I hope you're happy.
Oh, I was also going to mention, Michael, while you're outside, it's starting to get darker now. Evening's kind of, coming in.
Okay.
And while we're opening this door, why don't we get one of the other nameless minions to try to do this on another door?
Okay. Let's just do a quick roll. Danny Morris comes down. And gets a 94, so that is a straight up failure. Some people try it on different doors and it just doesn't work. It was a lucky shot on this
level. Maybe it was all skill.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Actually, it's only the there's only two doors that are locked, aren't there? So it's one of them's open and one of them is still in there.
Okay.
Well, then what's
I opened the door dramatically?
Poof, boom.
Yeah, you open up. It's empty inside. Just another dark 2 meter cube.
God damn it! I inspect it carefully.
Inside, you can see there's a small drain hole on the center of the floor, and there's light fittings flush to the center of each wall and into the ceiling.
What sort of doors are on these rooms?
It's steel doors. It's big steel doors. Huh. They've got an observation eye hole as well, like a hotel might have.
On the inside or the outside?
From the outside, so you can see in.
Okay, that's weird, guys. These rooms are weird. if you hadn't noticed,
I'm getting an idea. We could use these as holding cells for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be creepy.
I'm creeped.
You're all creeped.
Roll for creepiness.
I'm not creeped. I'm focused.
Are you not done with that intern? Everyone's an intern
too, as well.
I'm not an intern.
I'm really bad with names, so you're all interns.
I am a college-educated audio-video technician with a lot of experience. Thank you very much.
I'm Jimmy intern.
Okay, fine. He's intern. You're geek.
All right.
Nikki Wong comes down and asks if you want any help setting up cameras and stuff, because Danny's apparently got nothing to do if he's just drilling into things.
Yeah,
but
sure.
We have spent a lot of time in this room and found one empty spot, so I'd say we should probably let Geek Boy finish setting up, and we should probably investigate a different part.
Oh, wait a minute. I go to the door that's still locked, and I look through the peephole.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Give me a spot hidden.
I guess if I'm putting my face up to the hole, I'd be blocking any light getting in.
Yeah.
I got a 3, though. I did get a 3.
You have exceptionally good vision. You can see inside. It looks like inside there could be a sort of a... You want to say it's a 2 meter cube.
Let me guess. Light sockets.
You could just about make out that there could be some light.
Is that a drain in the floor?
Is it a drain, maybe? Well, you know, it's difficult to see exactly. There's like a, you know, there's a dark circle in the center of the floor, but who knows what that could be.
Let's get in there and investigate it.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's nothing else?
Not that you can see. It's very dark, though. You can't see anything else.
Guys, let's stop messing around. I don't think there's anything
in
there. I mean,
we've checked out, like, what, three of the, was there four doors?
There are eight doors.
Eight doors. Oh, it's an octagon.
Yeah. One of them doesn't have a door. The northmost one. It's just not got a door. It's got a door frame.
Right, but if you look in, it's just a 3 meter room with a drain in the floor.
2 meter room, yeah.
Okay, and only two of the doors were locked.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll just go in a circuit and throw all the doors open dramatically.
Kithung.
Yeah, you dramatically, aha!
Yeah, that's what I say. Every time, like, aha!
But inside of each one, it's more or less the same story. Some of them have the tiles are kind of, like, peeling off a bit more than it is, but that's about it.
Okay, nice job, intern. You opened some doors.
Yeah.
I mean, when the opportunity is afforded to you.
Okay, so now Geek Boy setting up. Is Geek Boy done yet?
I am almost done. Like, I am one piece of equipment away from being done.
Okay, so, intern, let's go check out some other spot.
Okay, where do you want to go, boss?
Intern, and you, Silent Boy, let's go.
Okay, Danny Morris and Nikki Wong follow you. To wherever you're going.
I was trying to remember. Truth be told, I've already forgotten what was the next. So we went to, there was the
I'm Michael Vince, junior technician.
The places, the exits are, there's a gantry, there's like a steps up to a gantry, metal gantry thing. There's four corridors that lead off into darkness that are to either side of the open chamber at the northmost side and also at the southmost side. There's corridors on either side of that.
Okay, well, it sounds like the easiest thing to check right away would be the gantry. So.
And there's also the stairs that lead back up and then up again.
Oh, yeah, we can also go to the roof.
That's true. We could go to the roof before it gets too dark to see what's up there.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to the roof.
To the roof.
Yeah.
Roof party!
The stairs which lead up just continue up through the first floor and then up to the roof access. From here you can see, as below with the octagonal chamber, you can see there's like an octagonal series of struts which would have supported the radar telescope. There's also, as well as that, it's a wide flat area of heavily reinforced concrete. There are...
Is this concrete rotten?
Yeah, be careful. The concrete up here may be rotten.
It's still worn a bit, but and also the pylons that supported the dish are still in place and covered in orange rush. There are power relay boxes, but they're empty, stripped of all electronics and cabling.
Huh.
And
F heads.
Yeah. Then there's the shaft that opens onto the.
You floor. Said shaft.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you definitely know that the way that it's structured doesn't seem like usual. So that's interesting.
Can I
roll? The whole octagonal thing. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, as long as I've been in this business, I have not ever seen a radio tower so obsessed with octagonals.
It's like two more than the Pentagon, and we all know that the Pentagon's full of mysteries.
Wouldn't it actually be three more than the Pentagon?
Oh, wait, Pentagon's five, isn't it? Huh?
It's true, he did say about. Yes, what you said. Joke.
I mean, we could just stand around doing simple math wrong all day, or...
Yeah,
or you could take a look at the spec script I'm working on. It's a great movie, it's called The Dogpocalypse.
Oh, nice.
Now stay with me.
See, I thought it was going to be called The Ocpocalypse.
It's a direct sequel to Apocalypse Cow.
It's the Ock Dogpocalypse, when eight dogs take over the world and destroy it.
Dog Octopocalypse.
Eight-legged dogs. Just take
dog over. Dog
Dog
Octopocalypse. That.
Dog. Yes. Dog apocalypticus.
Oh my god, I've gone into Doc Apocalyptic shock.
Yes. it's getting darker and darker outside.
Wow, it's getting dark out here.
Yeah.
Good thing we have torches.
From the vantage place of this roof, can I look around like the parking lot and the nearby grounds real quick just to see what they're like, if there's anything interesting going on?
Yeah, give me a Spartan.
23. My spot hidden is on this page somewhere, right? Is it missing? Oh, there it is, 27. Okay, I passed.
Okay. Yeah, you're looking around. You can see the previous building that you were in, the warehouse-looking place, and also in the expanse of fields. You think that maybe you can see... like a shape, kind of a sort of a pale grey figure shape, way off by the fences.
Just like standing there, moving? What is it?
Just kind of standing there.
Hey guys, I think there's something out in the field over there. It looks wicked spooky.
Yeah, you look over at it, and well, everybody. Looks up, that's Danny Morris, Nicky Wong, Simon Court.
And me, and Michael course, Vince.
By, introducing special guest.
By the way, I'm done setting up equipment, and I go to look for you guys to catch up.
Okay, you're heading up the stairs. But yeah, you all see there's this pale gray flesh.
Hey, colors. Intern, you still have that night vision camera you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, it's just here duct taped to the front of my Segway.
Well then, see what you get. Not duct tape, gaffer tape.
Sorry, gaffer tape.
We
are on
people.
A set. Yeah.
See what you see of the gray form through your night vision camera.
Okay, I scope in.
Okay, as you look through the night vision camera, give me... I guess everybody give me a sanity roll.
Ooh, yay.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's not one I'd put my eye up to. It would have its own screen on the side, so I could hold it up and everyone could see it. I do not pass my sanity roll.
I got a 2, so I'm pretty sane.
Oh.
I got a 26, but my sanity is 55. What does that mean?
It means you passed.
That's a pass, yeah.
Oh, I passed? Okay.
So, I think the only person that failed is Michael Vince.
He was the one looking directly into the thing.
Yeah.
The rest of us went, oh, that's weird.
You're all like grizzled veterans of film.
It looks like you can't see them on the night vision. You're trying to like get a look at it, and then like you when you're using your eyes just normally like to like get a bead on where it is, and it seems like it's walking around. It's like some guy walking around now, and then you look through the night vision and you can't see anything there, and then. Like, you kind of look up again, and then there's nothing there.
Man, that's spooky. I've never really thought about stuff like this before, but you have to believe the evidence of your own eyes, right, guys?
I didn't really see anything. It's not crazy. Really that spooky. We gotta find something scary if we're gonna film here. That wasn't creepy at all.
I'm hardly thinking about it.
Well, you barely got up the stairs when he was like...
Yeah, all that you really saw was that everyone was stood around trying to look at something, and then...
Hey, guys, what you looking at? What you looking at? Oh, I miss everything.
Pretty much. That's why I'm hardly thinking about it.
Jinkies.
I don't know, is it still out there walking around?
It's gone, you can't see anything.
Shit.
Yeah, that was a thing. Okay, let's go back downstairs.
Okay, as long as we stick together. Right, guys?
I don't know, we can cover a lot more ground if we separate.
I'm just a junior technician. I can't be trusted on my own.
Okay, so if we go down, so if we go back down the 2 flights of stairs, then there was the metal gantry and then the 4 hallways, right?
If you go down to the bottom, again, there's a metal gantry and there's 4 corridors, yeah.
Let's take a gander at the gantry.
Okay. You all in a very productive use of everybody's time.
I know!
5 people go down to the same place on this reconnaissance.
Idiotic, but yes.
Go check out the stairs leading up to a metal gantry. As you look up at the top of the stairs, you can see that there's also inlaid metal rings which lead up, you guess, to the ground floor. And the gantry then continues onwards into darkness.
Oh. Danny. Take this flashlight and go over into that darkness and see what you find.
Yeah, Danny, just say something if you see anything.
Danny nods and goes up the stairs and off into the darkness. Is there anything else you want to...
I'm sure we'll see him again.
I'm sure we will. He'll be fine. Oh, that red shirt he was wearing was so vibrant. Okay, so it didn't really sound like there was a heck of a lot to really explore in here.
Still those tunnels in leading out of the hexagon.
Right. Do we see anything out of the ordinary in the
in the area where we are, other than the dark room where we just sent the mute guy, who can't scream if there's trouble.
Well, it's like, while you're up here on the top of the country, you mean, or...
Yeah. I don't really, you know, from your description, it didn't make it sound like there was anything that was like, oh yeah, we gotta check that out.
No, it's just, it's like a metal walkway that leads off, and then, kind of the structure closes around it, and then it becomes more solid, but then you see it just goes into the darkness after that. There's also the metal inlaid rings which lead up,
okay.
Which are more or less next to you, and then there's further back down to the...
So the rings that go up probably leads to the like the dish and everything. So I'm guessing we should probably send Geek Boy up there because he can see if there's anything to fix.
Up there on the roof. There was everything was broken.
Right, do we get the impression that the rings go up to the roof or do they go up to someplace else?
It looks like they just go up to the ground floor. They don't go up very high.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll...
And then there's a little trap door.
Oh. Okay. I'll go up there and poke through the trap door.
Okay.
Can I check for traps?
Sure. So yeah, you go up through the trap door.
Jeez, that guy's just not as sane as he used to be.
Oh, I might have to have a private conversation with somebody at some point when now that you're all separating. But we'll just leave it as you're going up there to the...
No, I noticed rings. I can't. I'm just running into the metal rings with my Segway.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to leave the Segway behind? Or carry it behind you?
I don't know if I'm beefy enough to carry a Segway in one arm.
You are beefy enough to hold up a loading door with one arm.
That is true.
Get off the damn Segway and go up there.
My foot starts.
As your boss.
Okay, but I'm doing this at serious personal risk. I'm giving it my all for this.
I'd like to think that the little bit of sanity you lost was just the sanity that was causing you to think about your freaking...
Oh yeah,
foot.
How many sanity did I lose?
Just 2 points.
Okay, I forgot to record it.
Yeah, that's your broken foot sanity, so you can walk.
Okay, I climbed the rings. Okay, guys, oh no, I don't have service on my phone. Hit me up on the walkie-talkie if you need anything. I'll just be up here. You know, doing junior technician stuff.
Okay.
All alone.
All right, good luck with that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Trevor, I should mention, on your mobile phone, or cell phone, you've got a text message from Catherine.
We also sometimes call them mobile phones.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be more of a mobile than mobile, but yeah.
Mobile, yeah, that's true. But yes, Catherine, who's Catherine again?
Catherine Belmarsh is the woman from office who's here overseeing the...
Right, the producer, right. Okay,
yeah,
I get text from my producer.
Yeah, she's asking if you would be able to talk about Simon on the ground floor.
Okay, can I... where would I have to go to make a call?
You probably have to go up to the ground floor so that you can...
All right, I see. Okay, I'd like to go up there and, yeah, call her.
Okay.
Okay, well then I guess I'm alone on a dark... No, because I've still got the other lady.
Yeah, Nikki Wong is with you.
Yeah, so we are there waiting for our other people to report back to us.
Okay.
Just holding down the fort.
Okay, so I'm just gonna... can I have private conversations with all three of you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Would you be able to take out your headphones in order? I guess, but before that we should mention... Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. I guess just tell us in the Skype chat when it's time to switch out.
Okay.
Okay. I'm leaving now.
Taking my headset off.
Okay. So, wait, is everybody's headset off except for Al?
I have my headset on.
Okay, it seems that way then.
Okay.
Alright. So, you're traveling back. You know, you can see you've got the chamber where the equipment is set up, if you want to check that before you go, or...
Yeah, I'd like to see that everything is still running and nothing has crashed.
Yeah, you can see also because you got a couple of... Well, as part of the setup process, you've got, like, cameras set up in general places and stuff, so you can see more or less a few places where people are. Do you think you can see Catherine on the first... ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as that, you think you can see maybe you're not sure. You can see like the back of some people moving.
Mm-hmm.
In general rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But still. You go, are you gonna go up to the ground floor or are you gonna
deal with this? Okay, now again, what's going on with the audiovisual equipment that I have to address?
Yeah, you're looking at it, and it looks like actually, one of the cameras could be a bit staticky. You're looking at it, one of the feeds from the first floor, from like high up, and you think it's of an office space, really. It just kind of looks like a cubicle kind of room.
Okay.
But then, as you're looking at it, you think you might be getting feed from... it might be repeating feed from earlier, because for, like, a bit in the static, it looks like there's someone moving around in there, and then the static sort of comes back, and then there's no one in there. And... yeah, you're looking at it again, and you think that the person who's moving up in there, it could be the back of your head, maybe? Because it's like, you're pretty familiar with yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you don't remember being up on that bit, but...
No, I was down here setting up. Well,
And also, you're definitely not up there now.
Right. Well, I'm torn between being a little freaked out and,
give me a sanity roll, by the way.
A sanity roll, that's right, okay. Oh gosh, I roll a 60, and my sanity is... Where am I? My sanity is 55.
Okay, yeah. It must be a weird bug or something. You're gonna lose 2 points of sanity.
Okay.
But yeah, it's strange.
Yes. It's
something that you might have to go and check out.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see if I can check that camera to see if everything is hooked up okay and it's not, in fact, running a tape.
Oh, you mean from the computer you want to see?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or do you want to go up to the? Do you want to see what you can get from the computer, or do you want to go up there?
I want to see what I can get from the computer because I definitely don't want to go up there right now. I just lost like 3 points of sanity.
Yeah, now that you're looking at it, you can't see anything wrong. Now it seems to have fixed itself.
Okay.
So maybe that was weird. Just a quick thing.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to be happening with any of the other cameras.
Okay. Well, that's good then. I think I'm going to go to the ground floor and talk to Catherine now.
Okay. Yeah. You go up to the first floor. To the ground floor. Sorry, it's difficult with different people's ideas of things. Yeah, you go up the stairs. It's kind of... it's getting dark outside and it's getting cold, but it's not too bad yet.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine is waiting in one of the rooms, and she says, "Hi, you must be Trevor, right?"
Yeah, that's me.
Yes. Sorry that we didn't get much chance to talk earlier.
It's all good. We're both busy people.
Yeah. Now, we both know that you could just be doing this pretty much by yourself, right?
Sure.
And that's, well, yeah. Have you had much experience working with Simon before?
No, I really have not, but I'm pretty adaptable, so.
And, with your dealings with him, how do you feel about him?
I think he's a good guy. Okay. A reminder, which one is Simon again? I forget.
Oh, Simon is JJ's character.
JJ, oh, the boss, right. I think he's a little bit arrogant, but I mean, he's manageable.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering how attached you are to him exactly.
I mean, he's all right. I mean, he seems to be getting things done, so that's a good thing. But I mean, I guess I'm not that attached to him.
Yeah, don't you think this is a waste of everybody's time and resources? I mean, he called me up and asked me to be here. Just seems that there's not really any I know I'd rather not be here.
I don't know. There's something going on in this place that's might be worth looking into.
Maybe, but I don't know. It's just this place is kind of it's cold and it's pointless. That should just be home. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your work.
All right then.
But yeah, keep an eye on Simon for me.
Yeah, I will do. What specifically is wrong with him, if I may ask?
Well, this isn't the first time that he's been kind of wasting resources and potential and stuff. And really, given his whole attitude and his general handling of this site so far, I personally think that his time here with the company is probably best coming to a close. Not anything personal, but this is just one of many recent lapses in professional judgment that I think are probably too amateur and immature to be to have a place here at Red Rose.
I see. I'll keep an eye out then.
Thank you. Just let me know if you see anything unprofessional.
Okay, we'll do.
And
thank
you. That
would
help me out. Okay, thanks. Well, I'll just get on to walking around.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go back down to the equipment room. Or no, I actually want to go check out that camera.
Okay.
Now that I've kind of shaken off a bit.
Okay, I'm just going to move to the next person though first. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then if you could take your headphones out.
Oh, yeah. I'll,
okay.
Yes. My headphones are off.
Sorry, just dealing with that. Okay, so let me just refresh memory. You were
standing in a hallway.
Just standing in a hallway, standing in a metal gantry hallway. Yeah, so Nikki Wong is next to you. And, yeah, you just kind of stand in there for a bit. Nikki says, so, how are you doing? You having a good time being here?
You know, it's going okay so far, but you know, I really want this show to work, so I really feel like I need to find some interesting places to film. because this is going to be a big show for me, and it really, it just has to go right.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere, probably, you know, down through those corridors? Down there?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. It's like, you know, in the end of Jurassic Park when they're going through and they got all the cables overhead and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to follow? It's kind of cool. It's like it goes down into an underground bit that then, like, has all these corridors that split off. Only, like, small ones. Only, like, you know, about a man wide or something like that. But, I don't know, it might be interesting for something.
Yeah. I'll wait till intern boy comes back, and then we'll take some test shots down there. That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, we could go down there right now if you want.
Have you got a camera on you?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll follow you, and we'll take some test shots. Hey, guys, okay. We're going to go check on stuff. I'm sure they okay. heard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so which corridor do you want to take?
Which one did she say led to the cool stuff?
they all kind of do. It's they're all interconnected.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll take that one.
Okay, you head to the north left.
Excellent, thank you.
yeah, you can see it's kind of dark, so you have to hold the torch.
Okay.
And, well, flashlight, you know what I mean.
I totally know what you mean.
You're aware of things. and there are narrow arches that lead out to narrow tunnels. The tunnels are about 1 meter wide, 2 meters high, and... I don't know what this word means, but ovoiding cross-section.
A what?
So,
cross-section?
Ovoid. Ovoid, I guess, is egg-shaped.
Oh, round,
right?
yeah, egg-shaped.
Yeah. In a cross-section, all the tunnels are lined with cables and pipes encased in vulcanized rubber sheaths, and there are lights set into the ceiling, but obviously, as with the rest of it, they're all kind of busted and don't work.
Okay, this looks really cool. How's it looking in through the lens?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously it's a bit dark, but I can switch to night vision.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This is pretty cool. Like you said that you wanted like a cool like a ghostly kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
we want those... texture. We want people to be terrified when they are watching moon. Moon, I was going to remember.
Yeah, the moon thing.
Moon, moonstone, yeah, we totally...
Moonstone, yeah. I agree. Yeah, she keeps moving ahead of you. Give me a spot hidden.
Spot hidden, let's see what I got. I find nothing. I needed a 33 year old, a 71.
Okay, yeah. She looks into the camera, into the view screen of the camera, and says, "Did you see that? There was just something. I think that's some. Is anyone down here?"
No. What did you see? I see nothing.
I just saw someone run in front of the camera at the end of the hallway.
It was probably just Danny. He probably just got done off of that. Off the place we sent him. He's probably just down here now.
I guess, but I didn't hear anything. Like, someone running like that should have made, like, you know, footsteps, right?
He's a mute. They're real quiet.
Okay. Do you want to go back, or should we check it out, or...
Oh, let's keep going a little ways.
Okay, all right. She goes forwards to the edge of the corridor, and she's like, "I think it went that way to the right. Should we go after them?"
Sure. We should probably see what he found anyway. So yeah, we'll go after Danny. Sure, go left.
Okay. She starts moving left. And then you think that maybe you can hear something to the other side.
That's weird. Do you hear that?
No. I'm trying to pay attention to the night vision thing. Sorry.
Okay. Do we have any speakers hooked up to this thing? Because that's a really cool sound.
Yeah, it's got speakers on it.
Or microphone, that's what I meant to say, but...
I mean, microphone. I mean, yeah, it's got microphone. It'll pick up... I mean, it's not as good as a proper microphone, but,
right,
you know, but it'll pick up some stuff.
It's something, you know, it's a cool sound. We might be able to add it later. Trust me, it's scary.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of getting a bit freaked out being down here. Should we wait?
You big baby. Sure, let's go back. We'll go back and we'll get more people.
Okay, give me a sanity roll.
55, I failed. Wait, what is my... No, my sanity's 60. I barely passed.
Okay, yeah. As you turn around to go back, you can see that there's a large figure that's blocking the light in front of you. It looks like it's a human-sized, you know, man-sized figure, and it looks like a rubber kind of suit thing, like a protective suit.
Interesting. Danny, get out of the way, you're blocking the light.
They don't really respond to that, but it looks like they're kind of stepping closer.
Okay, well, I've passed my sanity, so I don't really think anything's wrong. So, will you get out of the way? Come on, we gotta get back. Somebody's getting scared here.
Okay, and then you hear Nikki kind of like make a gasp sound, and there's another figure next to her.
We're so screwed. Will you guys get out of the way? We got it. Okay. Well, look. Okay. Well, fine. If you're gonna, do you want to turn on your flashlights? We can look around a little bit better.
You've actually got your torch if you want to.
Okay, sure, I'll shine it on him, sure.
Yeah, you can see it looks like not only is it like a rubber thing, but they've also got like a kind of a, you know, that clear bit around the face and then little gas things. They both have that, and it's kind of, they have kind of a slight yellow tint to the material.
Sure.
And that's more or less the last bit that you can more or less that you can clearly make out before they get closer to you. And spoiler alert: your character is kind of dead.
I kind of thought it might be.
Yeah, but there's a good thing. There's a good side to it, which is that you get back as someone else. And by someone else, I mean that you are the same body, physical body.
Oh, interesting. Call. But I am not me. I am possessed.
Yes.
Fine. Okay.
Okay. So there you are. Now, you're
Do
you're
I
back.
Have anything? Am I working towards anything?
Well, so far it's you and Nikki and... I'll let you know if anything changes in that regard.
Okay, but I mean, I am not working towards the destruction of the group or anything, just sort of.
Well, it depends on how you want to play it. As in, like, it would be kind of nice.
Okay.
If, everyone, you know, wasn't here, but it's just up to you. How do you want to do it?
Okay, then,
Be your own boss.
I will, I'll take out my earpiece, and you can get on to the next person.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
Am I finally getting called up to the big leagues?
Yes, you're finally called up to the big leagues. You climb up the
metal rings sent
metal
to the
rungs,
wall.
Metal rungs up to the trapdoor.
I just before I go through, I'd just like to confirm what's in my inventory. I guess I have a flashlight and that night vision camera. Was that it?
Yeah.
I guess I left that drill behind because it would be silly to be carrying all of that around.
Yeah, and also the Segway is at the bottom of the steps.
Oh, that's my escape route. Except, well, okay, it's not a very good escape route, I guess.
Yeah, because you have to then go down the stairs. Unless you went further into the, unless you went into the darkness on the gantry.
I could always go into the darkness. No, okay. I approach the trap door with trepidation.
Okay. Yeah, you prop it open, and it leads into a small grey room on the, on, I guess, the ground floor.
Somebody.
It's all kind of concrete. Yeah, from here, you can see it's a very small room. There's a door, which you assume is probably going to lead out to a bigger room, but you don't know.
Okay, well, I climb through the trapdoor into the room. Is that all that's in it? Just a trapdoor in the floor and another door?
Yeah. Hmm. It's actually, it's getting, well, it's really dark in here because there's no light other than, just the, there's a little bit of light that seeps under the door, but it's nighttime pretty much, so there's barely any light, really.
Okay, then I carefully scan all the corners of the room with my flashlight.
Okay. Yeah, you scan the room. Seems kind of empty.
I check my phone for bars of service.
Yeah, you're getting some bars now.
Okay. At least if it comes down to it, I've got bars.
You can hear footsteps of someone walking around.
On this floor?
Yeah.
Is there a way? Is there like a window in those larger doors? Or any way to look through them?
There's no windows in this bit.
Okay.
You'd have to go. You have to leave through the door to get to the next.
Okay. Then I turn off my flashlight and open the larger doors just a crack and look through.
Okay. Yeah, there's a window outside to the outside world if you want to have a look outside.
So does the door open into a hallway with windows?
It opens up into another room, a bigger room with windows that lead outside. That then also leads to some stairs and to another door.
Do I recognize the room as one that we passed through earlier?
Yeah, this is one that you passed through
okay,
on the way up.
Trapdoor is just an alternate route. It doesn't lead to anything special.
No, it's just a room that you didn't go in earlier.
Okay. I don't want to mess with causality by going back down and running into a different group. So I guess I'll wait for a while, and then I'll go back down through the trapdoor and head into the darkness where we sent the other guy. Because I don't want to be alone.
Okay. As you go down, you kind of catch the back of your jacket on the trapdoor, and it leaves a bit of a rip, but you know.
Hazardous. I can't believe they make me do such dangerous work.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
Yeah, but you know, I'll do anything to succeed in this world of show business.
Uh huh. So I guess that's it. That was a very short. A very short individual
but encounter. I was gonna head into the darkness at the bottom.
Oh, you're heading into the darkness.
Yeah, I'm following after where we sent Danny the mute.
Okay.
I want to meet up with him, so because I don't want to be alone, but I can't go back to any of the other people because they told me to get out of there.
Okay. So yeah, as you go down, you notice that Simon and Nikki are no longer waiting at the base of the gantry, but you follow off after Danny, where Danny went out. And as you go further that way, give me a Spiden.
Okay, 96.
Okay, yeah, it is very dark, and Yeah. You almost trip a couple times, but you keep going.
I do have. I turn my flashlight on.
Yeah. Gantry then leads basically the surrounding walls kind of close in on it, and then it becomes more of a solid corridor.
Okay.
And then that eventually leads to a set of stairs, which then leads up.
Up.
To the warehouse bit.
Okay, so this is the tunnel that goes to the storage.
Yeah, the storage house.
Okay. Well, I didn't run into Danny along the way.
No, you don't. Okay. Have any.
Then I go up the stairs, I guess. These stairs that foiled me in my Segway once before.
Okay. I should mention, give me a sanity roll.
Oh. I pass this time.
Okay, you trip again a bit, and you've kind of been tripping quite a bit, but you can't really see what you're tripping over. And then you turn around and start shining your flashlight on it, and it looks like maybe it's sort of chunks of red.
Oh boy.
Did you give me a sanity?
Yeah. Oh, another? Or
oh.
I just rolled one that passed.
Okay. Yeah. You lose 1 point of sanity. Do you think it looks like this could be flesh from somebody?
Does it seem fresh flesh?
Yeah.
Okay. Against my better judgment, I'm going to inspect it closer with the camera filming.
Okay, yeah. You lean in with the camera, and you think it's weird because when you do, when you're looking at it through the camera kind of like glitches out when you're zooming in directly into the flesh.
Okay, well, this camera's been unreliable earlier tonight. Does it just seem to be flesh? Is there any sort of, like, identifiable clothing or something?
Or you just see, it's just kind of lumps of meat.
Maybe there were some wild animals living in this abandoned building. It could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. I go up the stairs carefully.
Okay. Yeah, you go up the stairs. You think you can see just
I'm keeping an eye
regular
on the
stuff
on the
that you saw
floor
before.
In front
there's of me. The loading bay, there's a little doorstop from before that
I had the doorstop in my inventory.
Okay.
I retrieved the doorstop.
There's the wide arch, and there's the previously closed metal door from further away.
Mm-hmm. Was there anywhere that we didn't go other than the stairs the first time we came here?
Just that metal closed door.
Oh, okay. And it's still closed?
Well, it was closed, and now you can see that it's kind of open a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to approach it carefully, pointing my flashlight around, and tentatively call out, Daniel? Dan? If you're here, just, I don't know, text me or something.
Oh!
Clap.
You can hear, oh, hey! Hey, I'm sorry. I was just in here. I couldn't find a bathroom, you know? So.
Oh, I didn't know you could talk. Everyone was telling me you were a mute.
Yeah, I can talk. I'm just finishing up. Don't come in.
Oh, wait, oh. You were shitting? Okay. Gross, dude. Come on, we have to come back here and film later. Jeez.
Well, I can't find a bathroom.
Well, just do it in the woods outside.
It's dark outside.
It's dark in here.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be outside. I'm not gonna shit outside.
Well, do you know what? If you need me, I'll be outside.
Okay. Well, I'll see you. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, meet up with me when you're done. Jeez.
Alright. Okay.
Christ. I work with animals.
Alright, what are you gonna do now then?
I'm gonna go outside, and I'm gonna think about my scripts. Until Danny's done.
Okay, as you get outside...
Thinking of this new one, it's the dogpocalypse. Now hear me out. As I go outside?
Yeah, you can... You see that there is... Kind of a noise. You see that there's a noise.
Ow.
Oh, you can hear a noise coming from over at the front of the other building.
Okay. I'll text Daniel that I'm heading over to the other building, and I'll go over to see the noise.
Okay.
With my eyes.
All right. Okay. Should we...
Yeah, I see them talking in the chat that some of them need to finish soon.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about if next Saturday would be better, if you want to finish off here.
I could probably be free next Saturday, I think.
Okay. Alright. So...
I mean, we could try to end on one more big jump scare.
Okay, so shall we say that, yeah, you go over and, go down again into the main building bit.
Okay.
Danny is with you.
Oh, he came back? He caught up with me?
Yeah, he's caught up with you.
Does he look normal?
Yeah, you look at him. It's the same old Danny.
I'm gonna point the camera at him.
Yeah, you point the camera at Danny. Seems, you know, seems fine.
Okay. I'm just going to chuckle to myself and be like, I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, he does a little wave for the camera.
Yeah, smile, you're on camera.
He smiles.
Okay.
Okay.
We are entering the building.
Yeah, you both enter the building and... Yeah, you all go back to the central control bit.
Okay. In the octagon.
Okie dokie. But yeah, I have like 25 minutes before I have to go and do other obligations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys know that Daniel's not a mute?
No.
Yeah, he totally talks.
It's true, guys. It's true. I'm not a mute.
So that whole stamp-licking accident really was a lie.
Hey, I just let you assume that.
It was I'm a pretty sound big assumption engineer, to not make, a sound
engineer of sound. I don't, you know, forget it. So, how's everybody doing?
Okay.
All doing good?
Oh yeah, yes. Just hanging out in the hallway.
Yeah, me too. I went over and I took a look and it just leads back to the well, I guess, you know, Michael came after me.
Took more than a look. We're not gonna want to film in the back room of that storage place anymore.
Oh. Great.
Yeah, well, you know, just
Daniel here is too scared to shit in the woods, apparently.
Oh.
Hey, you gotta go, right?
I tell you something, I found a really cool location we could film.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so while you guys were checking out turrets and shitting in drawers, assuming you meant underwear, you know, for all I know, you could have found a settee and shit in a drawer.
This guy, he's a freak.
We found this really cool ovoid-type passageway that's all covered in, like, old wiring and stuff. It's got some really, really cool... we can get some cool shots out of it.
Cool. I went down that hallway. Yeah, hey, Daniel, did you notice anything weird in that passageway?
No.
We both took? Well, there was like weird chunks of like meat on the ground. I think there's some wild animals living in there or something.
Oof.
Are you sure you didn't notice them? Because I was tripping over them all the way there.
I mean, you sure they were meat, right? I mean, I'm just kidding. No. I got it all done in the room.
What was in that room anyways?
Oh, it's just like a storage fridge.
Storage fridge?
Yeah.
Like, that whole room of the warehouse was a fridge?
Yeah, I guess.
Huh.
Weird. That sounds really bizarre. Was there any shit in it?
That's not what you do with fridges.
Well, I just figured that it would stink.
Fridge shitter.
It's a crisper.
I didn't
want to
go outside. I don't know what's so difficult about this. Oh,
we have to film in there later.
Well,
I'll clean it out.
Take the shit out of the equation. We're trying to make a really good television show here, and my job's on the line. So, did you find any places that are good to shoot? Otherwise, we're going to take some shots of what I found. But if you found something better, we'll go there.
I didn't find any place to shoot, but apparently this guy found a place to shit.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Listen, you're not going to live this one down.
It's not a big deal. Everyone does it, right? We all need to do it. It's in the book. Everybody poops. Right?
Well, as an audio engineer, did you at least get like shit sounds for us? I can't even believe
I've got those on file.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can't even believe I made that joke. Let's just ignore that.
Yeah, by the way, I went up that trap door, it just goes to the first floor, nothing special. And then I followed this guy down that passageway.
And that passageway just leads to
the storage shed.
Storage shed, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? You find anything, Trevor? Which is Al. Thought he might not be here at the microphone. So this is the part.
Apparently not. Where'd he go?
He disappeared.
Yeah. No. What's that guy's deal?
What's that guy's deal?
What's that guy's deal?
What's the deal with people not being at their microphones?
Okay, it worked.
Oh, you're back.
I've done that joke so many times. It's never worked before.
Did you find anything interesting while you were around? We're looking for locations here. You know?
In the game, not whatever you were just doing off mic.
Right. Sorry, I was spaced out.
Okay.
Not really. The first floor camera is a little weird.
Huh. You want to go check that out?
Yeah.
Oh, the camera we set up on the first floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, my camera was acting a bit weird too when I was trying to film the chunks of meat I found in that hallway.
Weird. Our cameras were just fine.
Because it was showing somebody walking around up there. I assumed it was just playback. But, yeah.
Huh.
What did they look like?
It kind of looked like me.
Oh.
That's unique.
Freaky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
Huh.
So you basically went up there and got a selfie. I mean, that's not really going to help our show any.
No, I mean, I saw it while I was down at the computer terminal, away from that camera.
Did you sleep last night? We told you to sleep.
I totally slept. At least 2/3 of what I needed to.
I'm going to casually hold up my camera and just look around at everyone through it.
Okay. Yeah, you hold up your camera. You're looking around at everybody. Everybody's on the camera. And I do mean everybody. The whole gang is down here.
Gang's all here.
For this.
Okay, moonlight's wasting, folks. We have a show to film. We gotta film something. So, now, did you fix the problem with the camera on one?
Yeah, I think it kind of fixed itself.
Okay.
Like, there was nothing there after that, so, I mean,
okay.
It's fine now.
So we're still getting, we're getting coverage of that no matter what, okay? Yeah. You say there's nothing, there's a hallway of meat, which sounds really cool, but
that's
the camera
just a few
wasn't...
chunks on the ground.
But the camera wasn't working.
Yeah, I was getting static in there. I don't know if it's
okay,
like
so that's
the wiring
not gonna help
in there
us.
Or what.
Yeah, that's not going to help us film a show. We got poop in our refrigerator, which we don't really
need
to
out.
That.
I can play
that out. So it sounds to me like we ought to go into the hallway where we were able to get some footage.
That sounds good. Yeah, I want to see this weird oval hallway.
Ovoid.
Ovoid.
It's
Avoid.
Slightly egg-shaped.
Huh.
All right. Okay. And then the session ended for to be continued at the next week, maybe.
Right. I think you ought to put it out as a two-parter.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so are we all okay with next week, or...
I'm good for next week.
To the best of my knowledge, next week is fine. Most Saturdays, I am completely open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
good next week, definitely not the week after that, but next week I should be good.
Yeah, I'll Twitter at John and see if that's good.
Okay. Oh, maybe we can get Danny back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
The real Danny.
Yeah, the real Danny.
Or this faker who
real
shits
deal.
In fridges.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to come back as the fridge
yeah.
shitter.
Well, you know, sometimes that's what happens when your computer internet drops out. Is
that's, that's what you get for something completely beyond your control.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we should have had was whatever character Will plays shit in the fridge. In case
yeah.
he's here next week.
Well, we'll see. I asked him how's next Saturday because he's just come online a bit ago, and then he's saying that he feels bad and that he's sorry for because he messed up.
Does he want to get in the call for the last, like for the
oh,
outro?
Wait, hang on. Wait, yeah, I'll add him to the call. Where's the
just add, so we can put his name in the credits of the guest star again.
Add people, add to call. Let's call him. Okay, let's call him. Oh, I hope he's at the computer.
Oh, wait, doesn't his microphone take forever to set up? He might not be ready.
It might, yeah. Okay, but apart from that, is next Saturday okay?
Yeah. Same time?
Yeah. Yeah, same time.
Same spooky place.
Yeah, much earlier is kind of difficult on me. My girlfriend goes to work at 11 my time, so that gives me a time to like let her get ready and go to work, take a shower, and then get you know, and then head over here. So.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, this time worked fine for me.
Yeah.
I could maybe do a bit earlier, but I sleep in pretty late on the weekends.
Yeah, and we did also, like, the first hour of it was waiting around people and stuff. So,
talking about the dog apocalypse.
Yeah.
Dog apocalypse.
Dog puppy calypse. Dog puppy calypse.
Dog apocalypse. Dog. Dogageddon. Octodog apocalypse. There we go.
The world's really gone to the dogs.
At least they're not puppies.
No one sees the threat from puppies.
Octopup apocalypse.
Yes.
Octopup dog apocalypse.
Yes.
Octopup dog apocalypse.
Now it's beginning to sound like a racist last name.
Nyctopolis.
From
Godzilla. Right? Okay. No, wait, that wasn't his name. It wasn't Totopolis, was it? It was something else. Forget it.
Okay, I forgot it. I don't know if what's going to get in here.
I was hoping that he would do. He said that next weekend at the same time should be fine for him. But he's not answering the call, so maybe, you know.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So is that all good for everybody?
Yeah, if anything changes, I will let you know. But as of right now, it should be absolutely fine.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this Guest Extravaganza. Oh, I see why he's not answering. He's playing Darkest Dungeon on Steam. Oh, hey, Adam's been playing Fallout New Vegas this whole time. I guess we could have tried to...
Will asked Adam, and Adam wasn't up to the idea.
Okay.
So, well, there you go. I've been playing Undertale. What's everybody else's video game story?
I just finished my pacifist run through.
Hey, I'm also being pacifist, but this is my first go at it, so no spoilers of the game.
No spoilers.
Yeah. I saw so many spoilers on Twitter that I just got over it. Like, I haven't played it.
Like, normally, to do a pacifist run through, like, I wouldn't have had to restart the game, but I fucked something up and pissed somebody off, so I couldn't. I had to restart.
I don't think I've gotten a new game in, like, a year. I think the last new game I started playing was Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is really good.
I love that game.
Yeah.
that full revision mod came out for Deus Ex, and I was playing that, but I don't know if I'll have time to get into it.
Ooh,
been busy.
And I'm in the middle of... I'm in the middle of Deadpool also.
I heard that's a fun game. Yeah.
It is.
Hey,
it's very
this is a very novel idea. Why don't we do a video game podcast?
Why don't we... Well, we shouldn't talk about video games that are out now. We should talk about video games that are out in the past.
Yeah.
Old video games.
No one's ever done it before, I'm sure.
No one's ever done it. Like,
I feel kind of bad now because John's show is a video game podcast.
About old games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specializing Nintendo era.
Me and Stephen were on the last episode.
We took it apart. We shut it down.
Did they actually put that out?
Yeah. It's a two-parter.
It's a two-part last episode.
The first part just ends in the middle of a sentence, and the second part just starts in the middle of the same sentence. We just kind of cut it down the middle.
Nice.
Yeah.
The second half kind of, like, we get really sleepy, and we're just mumbling a lot. Because it went on really long, but the first half was fun.
Yeah, the first half is where you get all the cool jokes about Sonic and stuff like that.
Yeah. Will's whole bit during it was that he had a list of things that we could do to improve the show. So he was like suggesting to change the name. And that's where getting Hugh Jackman to play the Wolverine on the podcast came from.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna go ahead and head out.
Okay. All right.
Talk to you guys next week.
Thank you very much for being here. Hope you had a good time.
It was fun.
Okay.
And thank you, listeners, for putting up with our update schedule.
Yeah. I'll put this up during the week, and then that's incentive to continue.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, we'll end the call here, and thank you very much, everybody, and have a good week.
Yeah, me too.
Talk to you in a week.
Oh, that's weird. We didn't say goodnight at the end of this episode.
Oh, goodnight.
Okay, goodnight.